Hello everyone, welcome back to Diapani Omen, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition weekly game. I fucked up and overslept, so that's why I was so late, so we're just gonna do a quick introduction, say who people are, and then we're just gonna jump straight into it, I guess. So, let's introduce the players. Sheepdog Gaming, hello sir, how you doing?
Hello, I Sheepdog Gaming.
Nice. cool. Mr. Flip Knight, how you doing, sir?
Hello, everyone. I'm twitch.tv/FlipKnight.
Cool. And the other last player is Sputnik, aka Brian. What up, sir? How you doing?
What's happening, everybody? I'm Sputnik, aka Brian.
Our GM for the session is none other than Mr. Graham Complete. How's your week been, sir?
About a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. Is it just like, is that a pinkish or a red? It's hard to tell when it's spinning.
Was it worth it?
It's only $5.
So, was it worth it?
Yeah. I like it. But in any case... do you guys remember what happened last time at all?
We ended
on a good bookend.
I killed a dragon.
We came back to the city with the Minotaur, and we got sort of like, or we offered our help to
King Joffrey the Third.
Yeah, what's his face? I know he like sized us up and asked us what we could do, and then sent us away.
I seem to remember I lied about what I could do.
That's definitely plausible.
In any case, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to set the stage a little bit. Since last session we ended on sort of a good stopping point, I've jumped us ahead a few weeks.
Okay.
3 weeks, in fact, have elapsed since last time we've played. War has been brewing for quite some time on a political level, and it would seem that the socioeconomic players in the strategically advantageous city of Barth have been gearing, planning, and scheming up for that war to kick off. And kick off it has. 6 days ago, a platoon of Invisus soldiers, members of your army, were found slaughtered at a fort far to the north of here, near the border between Invisus and Oron, a heavily disputed mountainous region. Now, because of its strategic advantage and the current presence of both Commander Major and Mr. Khan, a vanguard army is being sent along with a team of masons, carpenters, and smiths to make sure everything is shipshape for any ensuing battles which may find their way to you. Those people have just arrived. As such, space is now at a premium, and the citizens of Barth are feeling the strain of quartering these soldiers. But money is flowing, and the labors which the movers and shakers have been working on are beginning to bear fruit. Gormon.
Yes.
There may not be a better time to get into the illegal dungeon delving business. Okay?
Illegal.
Gags.
Okay. Yes.
No word from Negagags. If you recall, the last trace of him was that as you vanished from the field of battle from the farm and you returned, you saw footprints belonging to his people. They were looking around searching for something.
Right.
That was the last you've heard of him. Darimbor.
Hi.
Sheriff Hagar is now part of the War Council, and as such, you are along on regular visits as you know, for your regular job. The War Council is composed of Sheriff Hagar, Commander Major, Mr. Khan, and newly arrived secondary secret police junior officer, Mr. Braun, Councilman Hatch and his bodyguards, Rose and Throckmorton, a little awkward, Gideon Gladwell, dwarf and newly appointed Minister of Coin, Stewardess Malfire, the dragonborn physical representative of the Iron Wolf of court, Minister Hammond, the Minister of Supplies, Edgar, the Minister of Defense, and Dorgo, the Dwarven Minister of Arms and Armor.
Okay. Commander Manger is still a thing.
You, along with the Forger Leclerc and the Minotaur, whose name has been deduced to be Gunther, has been spending some time with you because he's just trying to get someone to help him find out where his home is at.
Yeah.
Poor Gunther.
The reason the Forger is hanging around is because he speaks Abyssal, which the Minotaur speaks. So he is now translating back and forth. The painting's whereabouts are currently unknown. The last you heard, Mr. LeClaire told you he made 2 forgeries of each painting and hid them in sausages. The sausages containing 1 set of forgeries was supposed to go to you, but it went to the sheriff instead. The sheriff, you later found out, returned those sausages to Mr. Khan because he believed them to be the real paintings, mysteriously appearing serendipitously from nowhere. As far as you know, Mr. Khan still has the paintings because, as intelligence and rumors fly about, he intends to sell them himself after the war, sending forgeries to the Iron Wolf. What to do?
So, I'm a little curious about that, Graham. Because they were canvassed, the paintings, when we brought them in. Oh, no, they weren't, were they? The originals weren't canvassed.
Nope.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. Okay. I have a question about how I came to the realization about illegal dungeon delving to be profitable.
Because the Iron Wolf and his people are busy.
Okay, yeah.
To keep an eye out.
So it's more like, you know, they're ignoring this stuff because the war's going on more than anything?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Interesting. And aside from, who would be our best lead to follow regarding that?
Unfortunately, as we talked about when we first started this sort of phase of this campaign, Councilman Hatch.
And he hates us.
I mean, he's not a fan.
Well, times have changed. I'm sure you could see the realization of that. Okay, cool. So how many weeks has gone by?
3.
And aside from the Forger, have we found any scholars who might know anything about the other worlds? Because I believe that's what we were searching for at the end of the last episode. We were going to go to the high region or whatever it is. So.
You mean like the other planes?
Yeah, the other planes, yeah. So anyone who might know anything about that, any books, etc., etc.
Yeah, actually, Durimbor's contacts with the War Council, the Dragonborn stewardess, knows of such things, is a scholar in her own right, a member of the King's Court. She, along with Mr. LeClaire and along with Grant and his, you know, communications and all that in his contacts. The Minotaur apparently is from a country on the other side of the world.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, he's from this plane.
He's from this plane, but elsewhere.
Huh.
On a continent called Gardein, where high elves are from.
And, I mean, I suppose that makes sense because we have people here that speak his language, so... I mean, if it was, like, truly a language of another plane, it would be even rarer than what it is right now, so...
Could be.
Okay. How far is his language, his version of our language, or...
us? I was getting vocab, pretty much. I want this, I want that, sort of stuff.
Okay. Is he a willing combatant?
Yeah, as far as you can tell, he is more than happy to repay, at least getting him this far, with his muscle.
Okay. Alright, well...
Still would like to go.
And just so, you know, the players are all caught up and together in this, how do we feel about delving into dungeons illegally? Like, have we discussed this, do you think, guys, or would we have...
You guys are sick. At that one bar where Grant got stabbed that one time, there's a lot of soldiers and stuff in here now. There's like the floor has this like very thin film of like spit and spilled ale.
Oh, that good stick, you know. Everyone loves a bar with that good stick. So
that's how you know it's real.
I'm definitely.
I mean, I'm a Dungeon Delver heart.
So you see, maybe the conversation starts with like with Gormung being like, so what do you guys think? Do you think it's worthwhile doing this, or?
I mean, it's been a while since I've had some magic stuff to snort. I'm kind of jonesing for it.
If we can recreate the feeling we had when we were at that other place here, I would do almost anything for that.
So that's what I'm saying. It's the best way of finding that sort of stuff, because ain't gonna be nothing above ground, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, so if we could some way get these magical items that you talk about, we can recreate that power we had at the other.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely show you how to do that, 100%. It's kind of life-changing the first time you do it.
Yeah, it goes right up your nose, it's fantastic!
Grant, what about you? Where do you sit on this?
Well, I think it's worthwhile making some more money. I mean, what we go? Are we going down there to feed your guys' ridiculous habit?
No.
Or are we going down there to make money?
I'm going down there to make money. I mean, anything that we don't need to use in terms of magical items, we will sell. That's generally how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid that since it's an illegal endeavor, I like maybe look over my shoulder as I say that, and I was like,
well, what?
It's going to cost us a lot more money than what it normally would. I.e. the patron will want a larger cut, hence its illegality.
Or if we do it on the sly, we might get to keep more for ourselves.
Well, the problem with doing it on the sly is that we don't know where the dungeon is. If we could find out that information, or if we could find a patron who's willing to be reasonable, I think we're ready to go. You know, they're the two things. One of those two things needs to happen.
So there's been rumors spreading around that where this sort of thing, Hatch is the one we gotta talk to.
Yeah, and he doesn't really like us. Well, me specifically, but
he loves me.
I
don't think I've met him.
I think he'd be fine with you, Grant.
Yeah, that's probably the best.
I do get along with people pretty well.
You guys have all met Rose and Throckmorton, who are members of his retinue. Him and Durimbor staring eyes across the table while the council meetings are going on.
Yeah.
We did kill his handlers, but his workers, by the way, too. Remember?
No.
Oh, he was the one that wanted the paintings.
Yeah, we.
And we killed one of the dude. We arrested one of them, and the other one got away.
Well, yeah, we didn't kill anyone. I mean, we kill a lot of people, but...
Well, if that man is still in prison, then...
He's not. He's been at the meetings. Right?
Yes. Throckmorton.
Yeah.
He got out of prison?
Yeah, he got out fine.
Yeah, it seems Hatch is able to pull strings above.
I mean, I told you we should have just either kept him or killed him, but, you know, that's fine. No one listens to me.
Well, we couldn't have known that war was going to be coming at the time, and that it was going to be important.
I mean, how did he get out? Did the sheriff just, like, let him out, or...?
Well, if you recall, at the time when Gormung was arrested and put in jail, there was nobody else in the jail, remember? As far as you know, he was sent to prison, the same prison you broke Monsieur Leclerc out of, but he never arrived.
Well, Grant, why don't you track down Hatch?
I mean, we know where he is, right? It's not like he's hiding out.
Well, it's less about, you know, just walking up to the man and, you know, coming at him at an appropriate time that's favorable to us. Because if we, you know, beg for his time, show up and be like, oh, we want to do the thing that you offered us originally, but we fucked it. And then he goes, well, you know, how about you give me 90% of what it is and then you fucking do it. Instead, we should try and find a situation where he agrees, not so much kidnap, but maybe put him in a situation where he agrees to do something to us in exchange for us not doing other things to him.
So, like, maybe talk to him while he's on the toilet.
Yeah, you know, that kind of thing is pretty good. I don't mind that. Like, maybe kicking in the door of his stall and just all of us just walking into the room with him and, you know, forcing him. Mm-hmm, yeah.
We could break in while he's asleep, because he keeps sending people to break in while we're asleep.
Turn the tails on that bastard!
You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
He's got pretty ridiculous tits. Let's show him our time.
I don't think I want to see the man's breasts.
Oh, no, I was talking about his friend who keeps breaking into our place.
Oh, hers.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think I've ever seen her. I think she did. Yeah. Honestly, during combat, I wasn't really paying attention to her breasts.
Well, you gotta look at the center of the body, the core of the body. That's where they're gonna move.
Actually, I mostly look at that neck. Mm. You know, because that's where I normally swing my axe, so.
Right. So, how are we gonna do this? Grant, are you gonna try to go talk to him?
I say, we get Grant to let us in and we all go talk to the motherfucker, to be honest with you.
I don't want to be seen talking to Hatch.
That's okay. I know you have.
How about?
Look after the Minotaur. What's his name?
How about?
Gunther.
Gunther.
How about? Gorman, you go with Grant, and maybe me and Drimbor can try to find Megagags. He might have some leads as well.
I don't want you being anywhere near that man.
I mean, I just he's.
Yeah, you're not. You've lost your privileges of going to.
Last time we were near him, you were basically this close to giving him oral sex. So,
yes.
You know,
I don't need to see that.
No,
okay. Yourself when you're near him.
I don't know if that's masturbation or if that's like some weird like otherworld orgasm. Like I really don't want to think about it.
You should try it sometime.
No, I.
It turns out supplies are running low, and the winch brings you guys a bowl of fish paste.
I sort of look up at her and I'm just like, what's this? Are you guys just feeding us cooking lard now? What's going on?
She shrugs and says, times are tight.
Yeah, but you charged us 3 gold pieces for this entire meal.
She shrugs and goes away.
Oh, wait, before she goes, I would like to say, come on, surely you have something better. And I would like to charm her.
All
right. And Graham, I would like to force my dice upon ye by saying one word.
Is this persuasion?
Yes, please.
God, I hope you fucking fail this.
13.
Okay, pick a number or roll a number between 1 and 55.
And if you get it, she's charmed.
6.
How do you charm her exactly?
I'm like,
no, Graham. He didn't say 6 and then roll it. He rolled it and then said 6.
Oh.
Fucking idiot.
I thought you just wanted me to roll like for a random thing.
Call a number, then roll a 1d55.
Hey, I was with you, Sheep. I thought you wanted you to roll. I was like, oh, man, you rolled 6.
The number I say is 29. 5.
how do you charm this? What do you say to this? girl.
I'm like, look, I've had experience here before. It's a lovely place. I know, you know, you guys probably, you probably keep it a little bit back. Maybe you can bring us something, you know, a little nicer than basically what amounts to crap.
She leaves and comes back with what Gormung thinks at first blush is a very fancy blue cheese, but it's just moldy cheese.
I mean, that's what blue cheese is. It's like, this clearly wasn't molded with copper rods.
I think we leave the. I think I'm good against the cheese.
I take the fish paste with me because I can use it and make a stew later. You know, like
I love I'll cheese. Eat that. And I'll, yeah. I'll eat the cheese.
I'm in for the cheese. I'll eat the cheese.
Hey, I need to remind you guys real quickly that you shouldn't always eat what gets put in front of you.
I mean, not when you're at a random ramshackle house of a mad scientist, possibly, yes. When you're in a tavern, I think eating the food that you're given at a tavern is perfectly fine.
I once knew a man who died from eating tavern food.
Yeah. I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, take a bite of this cheese and tell me how you feel.
I feel fine.
It crunches like an apple.
Oh, that's nice.
It's lovely.
Well, why don't you finish the whole thing then, since it's so delicious?
I will! Gags, do you want some? Oh, God, give me more! It tastes great!
That's right, finish your meal, since you don't want to be rude to our host now, do you? No.
There's starving children in Phandalin, we gotta finish it!
The starving children on the Sword Coast, we need to...
Oh, God.
You
guys to make constitution saving throws.
Yay! My favorite. Hey, I got a natural 20 the last one I rolled. So.
Yeah, but that was the last one.
Yep, eight. There's one.
I puke.
Hey!
Holy crap!
Grant, you feel a bit rumbly in the tumbly.
What's that? Is that a hunger groan I hear, or is that stomach just happy to see that blue cheese?
Well, let's.
I'm like need some fish paste now.
Let's just say if we kick in the door to the privy, I may have to knock him out of the way.
Yes, I don't want to see a grown man shit his pants again.
There is one thing I'd have liked to have been working on while we are doing the mini time skip. I've got infiltration expertise now. Okay. So basically, I can create false identities, personas. I'd like to set up an identity as the scholar, you know, like expert in planes and etc. That I told.
That's not a bad idea. Major. Yeah.
That I told Commander Major that I was. I'd like to basically set up that person.
There. Yeah, it's worth pointing out to everyone watching at home. Some of us reached level 9. I think the only one who didn't was.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you too, because you're basically a level behind and a day behind, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got to level 9. I have 99 hit points.
My hit points are ridiculous considering my level.
I've been rolling perfect hit die every single time that I level up. Like, it's... And how much did you get, Drumo? You got a 1 or something?
I leveled up to 8, and so I gained a 2 HP.
1d10 plus 1, he rolled a 1.
Yeah.
Because, you know, why not?
I had 1d10 plus 4, and I rolled a 14.
Grant, that's easy enough to do, especially with, you know, all things considered, you do know more about the planes than most people.
Yeah.
Just based on personal experience, so that's not too hard to do. However... there has not been need of your services at this particular until this point, but that may, as this war continues, things may become more complicated and more your services may be in need more later.
Well, the main reason is just, you know, I'm worried that he's going to come around and go, so, you know, you're a expert, right? Where are your papers or whatever? So I just like to be able to be like, yes,
sir. Where are your expert papers?
It's a certified expert in his shitty handwriting.
I mean, like, theoretically speaking, you don't really even need to do anything like that. You could just pay some people to know who you are.
It's more or less getting the word around.
Yeah.
And plus, it's worth having a couple of other identities, maybe. Just in case, I think. So... What is our plan? Like, aside from eating?
I think we just need to find this dude's house.
Okay.
And fucking visit him during the night and see what happens. Because once we do that, we can start, you know, engineering again. On top of that, we could also make ourselves very, very open to the war effort as well if we wanted to go down that route. You know, like if you guys are more interested in getting in line and waiting to get shot by arrows, we could do that as well.
I like dungeons.
I mean, the only time I've been hit in battle recently is when I fought the mighty dragon. Most of the time, I'm fine.
That huge, huge baby dragon.
Brass scales.
Was it brass? Brass scales, I thought it was bronze.
Yeah, it's brass. So you fought a brass dragon. That's not bad, I guess. I mean, that explains the electricity, I guess, but...
Well, how about I go off to a little bit of reconnaissance on the,
council?
Yeah.
See, you might want to do something about that cheese smell.
Visit the privy.
I'll visit the privy as well.
Maybe right. Do it twice.
So, what is, in terms of trying to locate the best, like, what is the best way to send our dear friend overseas?
Oh, the Minotaur? So Invesis is a, landlocked country. If you want to see where that is on the map, out of curiosity. Well, that's going to be too hard. you guys are in the far south of the southern hemisphere of the planet. To the north of you is another continent, Oron, and then above that would be the equator. Now... Only about 3 to 4 weeks travel north, you would eventually run into coast, but unfortunately that coast is part of that disputed war-torn territory. Mm-hmm. The mountain range, which is disputed, runs into the ocean. Okay.
Right.
So, I mean, if you were going to get him on a boat, you could... going to be some more challenging than that.
So would it be best to say that this war needs to end before he can safely travel to his home?
That may be a good explanation if you wanted to tell him that.
Okay. How about we tell him we did the difficult part. If he wants to bugger off somewhere, he can do it himself. Give him a map and be like, this is where you got to go. If you want to go, feel free. Later on, we might help you. But at the end of the day, we don't really owe him anything anymore. We've got him to the right plane of existence.
Alternatively, you could travel far, far, far to the east and then north again to try and get around, you know, go around. But we're talking months.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm...
Give him, like, a stick with a little bag on the back of it.
Yeah.
And he can walk down the road with sad music going...
Are you doing some investigation of some kind?
Yeah, I'd like to begin with, probably start in checking out Hatch. and like where he lays his head. And
okay, so just makes I want you to make one stealth check and one investigation check. This is a general purpose.
Not a problem. Very easy. 29 for stealth and investigation. 15.
Fine. Yeah, you are very stealthy. Even with the rumbly tumbly.
Yeah.
Hey, what are three?
So, Councilman Hatch lives in the council estate, a sort of sprawling campus, sort of like a university. Same place where Mr. Khan and now Mr. Braun both live in sort of the underground dungeon basement.
Okay.
So getting into the sort of rich part of the city, especially with those rules, is easy enough at this particular time. Your investigation also yields a bit of information from a flyer, which you find on the ground. And it talks about there's going to be a performance for the troops from some of the local ladies. It's a traditional wolf dance where they put on wolf pelts and dance about. And apparently the distinguished guests of honor are Mr. Khan, Commander Major, and the Sheriff. Point of all that was, if you were looking for some kind of diversion, that's one. What okay. else are you?
I guess the main thing is to, aside from like trying to get some idea of a schedule, basically, I'd like to also keep an eye out and see how his two. I mean, they're clearly bodyguards, kind of. So. Keep an eye on those two and see like how often they kind of take a break and go off for their own stuff.
All right, that's going to be as far as time's concerned, it's going to be take some time. So what does everybody else do?
I mean, that's what I was kind of worried about. Like, I don't really have much to do at this point aside from maybe make a bit of money doing an actual chef job, you know, like actually cooking
and for people. How much time are we talking here?
Well, if he's interested in learning their schedule, I mean, he can look for as long as he wants to look.
Okay. Well, in that case, maybe we can see if we can talk to the leader of the army, General Major, I thought you said his name was, or something like that. So that we can actually, like, I don't know, make ourselves valuable for the war effort, because, you know, ultimately the goal still is to do this the dungeoneering professionally, right? So because clearly our last efforts have been fruitless. So
through your connections with the sheriff, excuse me.
Don't fidget spin irresponsibly, kids. Okay.
Yeah. Through your connections with the sheriff, you can get a small meeting in the war council as it's going on, as it's ending.
Okay. Like, you know, like, oh yeah, and some bumbling idiots want to have a talk to everyone.
Yes, and the last thing on the agenda, the sheriff has requested a small audience from the War Council for his sort of pet project, currently untitled. Sheriff Hagar and his goons. I don't know.
It's the Grant Initiative.
Wow.
So you guys shuffle in sideways?
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I don't hate that name.
It's like, hello, War Table. I'm not sure if you're aware of reputation, but there are certain things that men who are unaligned with a war effort such as this could do to help progress your efforts faster. Things like dealing with rogue monsters or helping the war effort progress in a faster move faster with a smaller amount of people in a particular direction, things like that. I would like to put a adventuring group's name at the top of your tongues when it comes to these sorts of things.
So mercenary work.
Yes, essentially.
Fair enough. Is he with you, pointing at Gags?
Oh, of course. I am an integral member of the mercenary party known as the Grant Initiative.
We really, okay.
Yay, Gags.
Hatch speaks up at that point. And he says, Commander, these brigands, hooligans, rabble-rousers, the almost burning down the city, step one, canoodling with unsavory types, underworld kingpins and the like, nearly slaying one of my most trusted bodyguards for the sole purpose of stealing rightful property which he had. These are not people you want to get in bed with. I suggest they leave at once.
I say, Commander, I would never stoop so low as to call the Honorable Mr. Hatch a scoundrel, an underbelly sleaze, a piece of rotten garbage, or any numerous things that anyone could say about someone as dirty and filthy as him. He's an amazing, lovely person, and I have no idea why he stoops so low as to address us this way.
Yeah, I wouldn't demean yourself that far, Councilman.
The commander said, yes, well, in any case, the matter's been presented, the name's in the Rolodex.
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Yes, we will discuss this further, me and the councilman.
Very well.
I give him a wink and finger guns, and like, click now.
Sheriff Hagar gives you a thumbs up.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that, a dude. I mean, his schedule's going to be all fucked up because of this war cancel shit, right?
Yeah, something like that. But he goes to bed at normal times.
So we go for his bedroom on the day of the thing, which he isn't attending, but everyone else is. So, saw the cat tail.
That made perfect sense.
Yes.
I'm right there with you.
Yes.
Well, Grant's Initiative, ho!
I think that is a terrible name, and,
Well, you
should... We'll workshop it. It's fine.
Yes.
I just needed to say something.
You actually did very admirably. Actually, admirably. English isn't my first word.
Did you eat some of that cheese, Gormong?
No, I'm not an idiot. I just can't. I have some problems.
I just can't speak properly. Okay, cool.
Yes, well, you know, I'm sure you'll find it harder to speak after I slap the teeth out of your mouth, so. There's that too.
Boys.
Violence always has to be the answer.
Apparently. Don't you have some poop to watch, Grant?
Oh, shit! And Grant runs out of
okay.
I gotta go back to observing.
So, fuck, I'm a little lost for actually what we should be doing, to be honest with you.
Talk to the Minotaur.
About what?
Well, I was going to say, Gags is probably going to slink off and go back to that bar where Nega Gags was.
Okay. Fun.
That brothel thing.
We could probably do a talking. Well, you guys could probably do a talking to the Minotaur about, like, letting him know where he needs to go home. And then asking him what he wants to do.
I'll have a conversation with what did you say his name was?
Gunter.
I was gonna say Gormungre. I was like, no, that's my name.
That's me.
So yeah, I'll have a conversation with him.
Yes, you are speaking through Mr. LeClaire.
Yeah. Is that good? So we know where your home is now. The issue is that there's an entire war between us and there. Now there are options to go around that, except it'll take months to do just that. And I want to know how you wish to proceed.
He says something, and Mr. LeClaire says that he asks, how long do you think it will last?
The war?
Oh, yeah.
It depends on a lot of things, really. I'm not entirely sure. If we make ourselves integral to the war effort, we could potentially progress it faster, but I couldn't answer that accurately.
He asks, is it dangerous to go around?
That is the other thing I'm not entirely sure of. Any travel that will take an extremely long time is dangerous within itself, but I couldn't tell you what beasts await you in the water. You'll be on a ship, so you'll be as vulnerable as you'd expect it would be.
Yeah, it's also tundra, so...
Yeah.
He says... he gets kind of melancholy and just says he doesn't really know. He'll just wait and see what happens.
Maybe I look at him and it's like, perhaps we can maybe team you up with a merchant who is looking to head in that direction, and you could offer security or something along the lines in exchange for traveling with... people who are heading in that direction, who have a reason to go over there. You know, you could work and eat at the same time. Again, though, it'll take months, unfortunately. This war effort is just pushing everything around.
Yeah, he's still not very sure.
The other thing that's worth pointing out as well is, if you do wish to wait for the end of the war, there is a good chance that we would be willing to move on, or I would be willing to move on with you to this area. I grow tired of human politics, to be honest with you. It is frustrating, to say the least.
Gormung. When we had that necklace, weren't we able to go anywhere we chose? Could we not simply choose go back where he's from?
Well, we would need to know where it is. And honestly speaking, I barely trust Gags to navigate with that device, let alone someone else who doesn't know how to use it.
Well, the possibility is there.
Because we would be reliant on our friends here, memory of his hometown, which, you know, from what I understand, he hasn't been there for many years, so we could end up literally anywhere. And we'll be back to square one.
True. Well, there was my input. I guess the wonders of magic aren't...
Have you ever been there, Drimble? I mean, it is the land of the elves, so...
No, I haven't been there since my adolescence.
Which was how long ago?
A few hundred years.
Drimble, I would even say... It's possible you've never been there. It's a war-torn country, the ancestral homeland of the elves, which, you know, it is more or less the Jerusalem.
There's a little more backstory there for Drimbor than he hasn't been there since a kid.
Yeah.
I was born there, but besides that, not much else.
So there's no way that you could operate this device in Astide and take us there?
I would be willing to take the risk if it let me taste that magic again.
I mean, there's probably plenty of dungeons over there that are worth exploring, but... You know, maybe this is something that we should endeavor to try once we actually have some more juice in our bellies.
Juice? Like from a watermelon?
There's a knock at the door.
Oh, I'll get it.
Okay.
Hello.
There's a small halfling page there, who hands you a letter, which has the heraldry of the commander.
Oh, I'll like tip him like 2 copper coins. Like very well. Close door. Looks like we got something important.
What does it say?
it says...
Dear Gormong, I really love you. I wish to kiss and touch you at night. Please come to my quarters. Do you feel the same?
Yes, no, maybe.
Yeah,
yes, no, maybe.
sorry about that. I believe this is a personal letter for you.
It would appear, for some reason or another, almost immediately after your left, talks about what to do with you occurred, and they seem to have very quickly come to some solution.
Okay.
Written in the Durimbor would recognize as a hand of sort of like the council scribe, you know, dictated as such, that they want to send you to a village that is to the north of here. Granted, closer to the war front, but they want to send you further north. If you recall, you saw this place.
Mm-hmm.
Where you turned around, but going the correct way so that you hit the bridge and so you can get across the river. Yeah. They want to send you to a village to say basically assess its naval importance and talk to the ship captain, ship owners, fishermen, stuff like that, and see about the bay and its strategic importance.
So yeah, after reading this, I sort of look to... Oh God, I keep forgetting his fucking name.
Gunter.
I every time I want to address him, I'm like, Gormong. Like, just like, every single time. Like, Gunter.
You see yourself in him.
Yeah.
When he said granted, I thought he meant like, So Grant got there and set that town on fire as well.
Yeah.
The verb of granting.
So after reading that, I turned to the Gunther and I'm just like, perhaps he might find you a ship after all. Would you like to join us for this and see if what we find over there? 2 birds with 1 stone.
He says, of course, that sounds like the best idea we could get.
Okay.
But he does insist that Mr. LeClaire comes along too, just so he can talk.
Yeah, so I look at him and it's like, how are your legs these days, old man?
Wobbly.
We'll have Grant carry you.
Grant is still
upset. I like the idea that you're in a tree just looking and then you just sneeze like
I don't know what that was
about. Where did Gags go? I didn't see him after my shift.
The Rimbor. As you turn around after finishing reading it, you kind of turn around to set it on the counter. You notice something hastily scrawled on the back.
A dick butt. That's the ancient sign. Of...
Dick butt it again. I want to get that scribe.
Damn it.
It says three words. It says, investigate the moat house.
Moat house or boat house?
And then it is. There's just sort of a small little signature that you would recognize as being written by Commander Major.
Mm-hmm.
That's his.
Is this at the village or like here? Because I don't think there's a moat here, right? Okay.
Not sure.
The moat house. I'm not sure what that means.
All right.
Maybe we'll find more clues when we arrive.
Do they want us to report in and say that we'll take it, or like?
The note would indicate that.
This is more like an order, so I think we can just go when ready.
Sure. Yeah. It's not necessarily like a yes, we accept. It's more of like you said you wanted to be useful. Here's how you be useful.
All right. So maybe I find like a page running around. I'm sure there's a lot delivering messages.
You
boy. Yeah, I pay him 2 copper pieces because that seems to be going right. for him to just report in and say like we'll leave on the morrow.
Okay, good. Fine. So it's gonna take you travel about a week to get up there.
Yeah. So, can we get horses for everyone? We lost a horse.
During wartime, the sheriff has the authority to commandeer horses, so yes.
Great, perfect, done, easy. Everyone gets a horse.
I can't remember what I named my horse that I was so upset over.
I think his name was Glue Factory? I couldn't remember.
That was your horse.
Talking about glue, it seems like Graham needs a couple of pieces.
Oh god. Sparkles? No, it wasn't sparkles.
Doesn't matter.
I don't remember what's his name.
How far is the grand investigation?
Grant investigation.
A-OK, Captain.
Kamikaze.
I've just been waiting for you guys to, say like, okay, let's go and bedroom this motherfucker. And I assume I come back and you're like, okay, we're going to a fishing village. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Unless you wanted to stay here and do that.
Stay here and keep staring at someone while they sleep?
No. Like, threaten his life in exchange for working with us. I don't know if that's something you wanted to do. I don't know if... what do we think? Do we want to do that before we leave? Do we want to do that tonight? Or, like...
I'm not even here. I've gone on.
Yeah, you're at the brothel. You're busy, apparently.
I mean, I'm... do you guys want to have a conversation between you two about whether you want Grant to stay here?
No, I mean, like, you're clearly going to come with us because it'd be stupid, because that'd be a whole episode with you just, like... But, I mean, like...
Well, you know, I know what Grant would do if you leave him to his own devices.
That's true.
he would trap his house and say, like, wait, yeah, I can just imagine you'd be like, he wakes up in the morning, you're sitting at the end of his bed, is like, hello, I've trapped your entire house. You, the only,
I jigsaw the house.
Yeah, you jigsaw the house. The only safe space in your house right now is the bed that you currently sleep in.
Oh my god.
If you wish to leave and live a fulfilling life, give the grand, the what do we call the fucking
grand initiative?
Give the grand initiative access to all the dungeons in the area, illegal or otherwise. And then. Smoke out of there.
I mean, you know, so yeah, like, for, yeah, Grant's already kind of identified him as a threat to us.
Potential lover.
Pretty much.
Okay.
As pretty much everything is. So, you know, like, he's happy to observe this guy to figure out how to break into his room or something, but if you leave him by himself, I mean, shit could happen.
So you're saying we're responsible for you?
I haven't you always been this entire time?
Look, if man. You,
like, I'm perfectly happy to stay behind, but I can't be responsible for the actions that will occur.
In that case, you're not staying behind. You're coming with us.
Okay, I'll come with.
Okay. Well, I guess we're not attacking the man in his sleep tonight.
Okay.
I mean, unless Grant wants to put on a wig and then get in there.
Do you feel like you're ready? You'd be ready to do it if we wanted to do it tonight. Kill two birds with one stone.
I think that probably had enough time to.
Well, I mean, the only problem I see with that is, like, let's say we do it, right? Let's say we do the break in and, you know, corner him while he's on the toilet. If we then leave, does it negate the whole purpose of us doing it?
You can spread all sorts of rumors about while we're out of town.
Yeah, he could do a lot of things. He could remove us from everything. We could come back. We could stuff.
Make you exist.
Yeah. It would probably be better for us to do it while we can kind of maintain our presence for a while afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that statement. So let's
just go to the village of fishing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we need to pick up gags from the brothel first.
Yeah.
Do you think he would turn into some sort of vagina fly afterwards?
I don't want to find out.
Actual gags.
I was making a joke that he was turning into a frog because he ate frogs. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know, like a fly is like the opposite of a larvae, and I was implying that he would be committing oral sex with a prostitute, so...
And see.
That's your long cycle. Yeah. Right to crumple his joke exponent. So, are we going to find Gags?
Yeah.
Gags, it would seem that... Nega Gags has not been seen by anybody there either for a week.
Did you leave me a note?
No.
I asked the barmaid.
No.
Why hasn't he called?
I start drowning myself in sorrow.
Warm milk.
Yeah. And moldy cheese.
It's even moldier than the last one.
Did he say? I'm gonna ask around, like. I'll ask the barmaid. Did he happen to mention where he was going? Have you seen any of his helpers?
Did he leave a phone number I can call him on?
A home address? P.O. box?
The barmaid says that he and his retinue. Felt like they could make more lucrative sort of... They could make more money in a place where there wasn't so much heat, so much law, so much soldiers. If you recall, he was originally planning to kill the commander.
Right.
To avoid from happening.
Yeah, but he so failed in that because he sucks.
He appears to have gone north.
Hmm. Wait, north is the direction of the village, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You're like, oh man, if only I could go north. And then we just
walk in. I just want to go north.
And we kick in the door and it's like, Grant, get your lips out of a prostitute. We're going north.
Yay!
I mean, gags. You're not Grant. Jesus Christ.
Grant too. Don't you
start. What am I doing here?
What did I do?
Grant, remove that knife from your stomach. We're going north. All right, so I'm pretty excited that we're going north.
Can I just say, we've had like 4 or 5 games of Die Party this week, and every single one of them has had something to do with cheese.
I'm sorry. All from the comment of me just like, yeah, we'll bring a cheese platter gift basket. And this has now happened.
Anyway, yeah, continue.
Why are we going north, guys?
We got orders to move. We're to investigate a town.
That same town?
No, this one's a little further north.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they've given us a town we need to burn down.
No, that's
not no, the right. No, no.
That's not what we're supposed to do.
No.
No.
Well, this is war, right?
Well, let's not climb that mountain again.
We want to climb a mountain?
No.
No.
Let's not do it.
No, okay. The last time we climbed a mountain, you fell off of it. So did you.
I didn't.
I was fine. I landed on a snail.
You landed on a giant slug.
Yeah. I still can't even look at slugs the same anymore.
No.
I mean, all right,
well,
so
I'm assuming we've packed for this journey then.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, we have a tiny, adorable horse fee.
Yay!
Or a really it's big a horse with a tiny saddle.
It's a miniature horse. So it's like smaller than a miniature horse.
It's like a pony's pony.
It's a guinea pig, really.
It's actually just one of those like toy horses on wheels that's tied to Gormung's horse.
It's like dragging behind. It's just like,
the horse is so small that he actually rides on the back of the other horse.
Yeah.
God, how small have you gotten?
I'm about 5 inches tall at this point, I think.
Gags, use your ability to get smaller to go inside this keyhole.
You gotta oil them up first, though.
You're like the magic school bus of fucking, like...
Adventures.
The magic school bus of gnomes.
He's basically Ant-Man. That's fine.
Because every cat get bigger.
Yeah. It can only get smaller.
Once it's canonical how small he is, you can't get any larger.
I don't even. What is it? Did I even write my height on my character
sheet? No, don't do that, because then it's canon.
Yeah, don't canon it, dude.
Your height is undeterminable.
Yeah, I don't even have it on there.
Perfect.
Which works.
See, Negagags has a set height. You, on the other hand, don't.
Mm-hmm. I did get really big. One time.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
If we gave him like a giant's potion or whatever, Graham, how big would he get? Would he get the size of like a human giant? Or would he get the size of a gnome being a giant?
A small child.
So, what would happen instead is that instead of him being small, but we're not sure how small, he'd be tall, but we're not sure. Like, he couldn't get smaller, but he could get taller. It would just reverse.
Like, would be making jokes about him having to duck every time he has to go into a doorway and stuff like that.
I was like, oh, man, I'm sure I'm hungry. Hey, can you grab a couple of those birds up there? Just
yeah, it's just like, it's
Grant, Gags, put us on top of this building real quick.
Yeah. No. No problem, guys.
I can ride on his shoulder and snipe people. It'd be great. So,
we didn't even right, so north. Gags is so tall.
So you guys travel. We're gonna fast forward this. We're gonna fast track, fast travel. The road is largely non-existent. It's mostly just wagon treads in grass for a week. There's a lot of snow as the sort of winter kind of fades to an end. Seems to be getting colder as a final hurrah. But as you kind of approach from a hilltop, you can see the village just as you could before. There's this enormous river that runs through, and you see various tributaries and swamp and marshland and stuff like that around the area. A scrub of as you kind of approach, there's a sign that says the village of Hamlet. A scrub of thorns, thistles, weeds, and shrubs grow along the edge of the track which leads to the town. A side path, banked high to cross over the wetland to either side, just north to the entrance of the town. The track here is only about 15 feet wide, but off in that way to the right, you can see the silhouette of a moat house that is built on top of a hill where the river sort of runs and then runs down. And that's sort of where the path sort of forks. But you have a town to go into or the moat house. Down in the entrance to the town, there's a lot of pasture land where there's grazing happening. Leather working, farming, wood cutting, that sort of thing. So very rustic, very... normal Dungeons and Dragons village type stuff happening. Mm-hmm. So, there seems to be a lot of stuff going on at this time you arrive. There's an inn in town, there's a smith, there's a Miller church, all that kind of good stuff. What would you like to do?
Well, I mean, does anyone stop us when we go into the town?
No, it's all just village, so there's not like a wall or anything.
Does anyone look our way? Are we noticeable?
Well, if you're going into town, you're going to pass basically all those buildings I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
You see that that's sort of the first farm. There's a woman on the front porch. She's beating a rug and she waves to you.
Wave back.
You see that there's work going on in the sort of nearby field, sort of shoveling snow into a pile. There are some dogs just kind of running around, and they kind of are interested in you, and they come and sniff and then run away. You see an elderly couple on the next house on the porch, rocking back and forth, and they also wave, hello.
Hello!
I don't trust this place. It's too friendly.
You see that the next house has a bizarre wreath on the front door, and the woodcutter is cutting wood, as his job would imply. The next house, you see it also has a wreath. There's a large iron pot, for some reason, buried up front in the snow. The next house, you see that snow has covered the manure pile. And you know they wave as well. The leather worker is tanning a hide, and they wave hello.
Hello.
There's a large building. Looks to be a stable, and the stable boy looks hello.
Hello.
There's a shed with a smith. He's busy in his work. He does not wave.
I like this guy.
there's a friendly man.
To the center of town, where the inn is, and that's sort of where. It's not really dinner time, so there's not really much people in there, but you see sort of a very strong, very strapping older man with a beard and long hair, and he's wearing all leathers, and he's got a weapon, sort of staff. It looks almost like a spear. It's a staff with a pointy bit at the end. And he just sort of says, hello.
Hello.
Then he goes across the street into a small copse of trees that is sort of and you see wreaths all about, like a I don't know what you call it, but sort of like, what's that called, where it's like a round bit and it's all flowers?
Like garland?
Sort of, yeah. It's sort of like that. It's sort of like an entrance to something, but it just looks like trees.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the village hall and the weavers and the tailors. The inn is across the street from the leatherworking dude. And basically everybody there makes eye contact, smiles, and says hello. Hello.
Except for that one dude who seems to be the nicest dude.
Well, except for the smith. He was busy.
Mm-hmm. So I guess my first port of call would be to the port.
We're supposed to be figuring out the what naval effectivity.
Yeah, but I would like to see if we can find travel for our Minotaur friend. First and foremost.
Okay. So if you head left about a half mile, you're going to get to the coast.
The idea being here that, you know, it might also remove suspicion from us as well. You know?
Yes, they seem very suspicious.
Well, I mean...
Hello!
Well, what I mean by suspicious, I mean, like, attentive. You know, if we've been asked specifically to investigate this place, then... You know, if at first glance we go to the port and we're talking to the captains about getting passage for one of our party members, people might stop paying interest into us, you know, like...
Gorman, that is downright cunning and paranoid. I love it. Let's do it.
I just sort of look at Grant and I'm like, when was the last time you pooped?
Just like down the road a bit before we came into town.
Great. So there's no chance of you shitting your pants?
There's always a chance of me shitting my pants.
Great. I'll keep that in mind.
So let's there was a big like moat castle
moat house.
Moat house. That would be where the like local overlord type person. Why don't we send Durimbor up there to present himself, because he's like the official, you know.
What if we don't want to present ourselves in an official manner? We're there to investigate, not to make friends. So if we're anything but adventurers, then that's going to be a bad thing.
Okay. I just figured the, I don't know, babysitter for the sheriff might be recognizable to these people, but maybe not.
I'm a babysitter. I'm a bodyguard.
So you're a babysitter.
Yeah.
To a large dragonborn man, yes. Babysitter.
I don't know. Maybe he has problems pooping. He's pretty old.
Do you have to wipe him?
No.
No. No.
Too busy having him clean up after you. Are you sure you don't want to see a doctor or something? That was pretty bad back there.
I've seen doctors. I've seen what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Gags. Look at the hole in Gags' head.
I try not to. I'm pretty sure he's self-conscious about it.
Look at the hole in Gags.
I cover my ear.
I point to where
my ear used to be.
I point at it, like, almost touching it. I'm like, look at it! Look at him! He's a freak!
You made him cry. How do you feel?
Doctors did this! I feel great.
You're a monster.
Doctors did this! Where's your science now, heretics?
You're an absolute monster. I don't know. How can you sleep at night?
It's very difficult with all these people breaking into our house all the time.
I've never had anyone break in my room.
I can sleep through anything.
I heard there's been a rash of break-ins, actually. Someone broke into the sheriff's office a while back.
Move the furniture an inch to the left.
Someone broke into the sheriff's office. I don't even think he'd go to jail. I think he'd just kill you on the spot if you ever find out who it was.
Probably won't, though. He didn't even have the paranoia to set up a trap in the chimney.
Hello, port master. We're looking for
anyone who's heading over to the continent of blah blah blah.
Wait, where? I didn't know. Right now, I assume you guys are still just standing there in the middle of the town doing nothing.
We're arguing in the middle of town. Yes.
Yeah. How do you know that the chimney wasn't trapped?
Rumors, hearsay.
Hmm.
I mean, everyone knows about the break-in on the sheriff's office, right?
How would they got in.
Yeah, they do. All, everyone was talking about it. Who's James? Stephanie?
James,
John?
There's no James in the town.
How do you know that? It's...
John's been on vacation, and Stephanie went with him. You're on our honeymoon.
They sent me a letter.
Why would they send you a letter? You know, John doesn't even like you.
I mean, you know, we've had our differences, but we worked it out.
Oh my god.
Duncan, keep doing this, dude.
I'll leave this for now, but I'm gonna have to go back and look.
I'm gonna talk to John.
Can I have the John that Dorimbor is talking about be one of my alternate personality identities? And he thinks I'm someone else.
Like, you have to like erase him to your like second family.
Go ask him.
I don't give a shit. And then he's like, fine, I will. And he leaves. And you have to like sprint across like a fucking...
I'm like jumping from rooftop to rooftop, like changing and putting on a fake mustache.
And then you get in there and you kiss your wife. And he's like, where have you been for the past 25 years? Shut up, woman.
This is important. Dremble, buddy.
John, good to see you, man. I haven't seen you in weeks. So, you know this Grant guy, right? Don't get me started on him.
Oh, no, he's the worst. No.
Oh my god.
You guys take a left out of town.
a hard left.
Oh, yeah. The tailor waves hello.
Hello.
There's a general store that's a relatively large building that you pass by. The cabinet maker says hello.
Hello.
Between the code, before like you get to dockside territory and the village proper, there is what appears to be a large church, and out front there's a fountain, and it says, there's a big sign that says holy water.
The big sign that says hello.
But you can see kind of fishing is happening out there. You hear a bell and some seagulls fly by. You know, the characteristic bell from the dockside?
Like, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. It's not like three-masted cargo ships. It's like fishing and crabbing and that kind of thing.
Smaller boats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are utilitarian boats. They have a purpose, and that purpose is to find food.
So, just looking, right?
Yeah.
Do we see any, like, deep ocean boats, merchant boats and that sort of stuff? Because it sounded like that's going to be a no.
You're not sure there would be any depth for a boat of that size right here, but out to sea a little ways, there appears to be an anchored ship.
Right, okay. Okay.
Question. Is the dock very big? Like, could it house?
It's more like pier. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So it couldn't really, like, big kind of warships. Would they even be able to get into the?
They could get in, but they're not going to be able to. They will run aground before they get anywhere near able to get off.
So they're going to use small landing. Crafts, like rowboats,
or they're going to go up the, river.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember that huge river?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this place doesn't look really worthwhile strategically.
I mean, we need to go to the moat thing. Like, we're not here to investigate. We're here simply to ask about getting the Minotaur a ride home, right? That's why we're at this port right now. We're not here to investigate it or anything. So.
Well, I mean, we are. That was our orders.
Yeah, investigate the moat place, right? So.
Well, no, that was the on the back scribbled orders. The main orders that we were given was to see strategically as a port town what this place would be like.
I see. Yeah.
And I think we can all agree that this place is basically ours. As in, not very useful.
I mean, it sits at the mouth of a river, right? So,
it's always useful.
Yeah, like if for example you own the town, you could theoretically, like, block all access to this river.
True.
Blockades. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm talking kind of, you know, for ships and stuff.
Well, deep seafaring vessels, no. But shallow holes, lighter ships. It's fine.
You see like a tower that's like within arrow shot of the river, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd have to invest some time fortifying this if they wanted to turn it into a chokehold.
Well, Grant arrow shot that mine, right? Because mine just always dropped through the floor because my string breaks.
You've really got to work on your bowmanship.
I need a better bow.
Maybe I can teach you a few things about how to shoot a bow.
I don't want you teaching me anything.
I feel like you could use it.
I'm fine with a bow. I just get unlucky. Poor craftsmanship. Human-made bows. What can you expect?
Yeah. Of course. Well, I guess we should go and investigate the moat place then.
The moat house.
Yeah. I want to ask first for a captain about the boat out in the water.
All right. So you go find a... Oh, what do you know? There's some fishermen coming up with their canoe. All
right. Yeah, I wave them down. Yeah.
Hello.
They're waving even before they're within earshot.
Yeah.
I think there's some kind of mind control on this town.
Hello, strangers. What's the word out on the street?
Hello.
Yeah, that's town for you. Friendliest folk this side of the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should be shouting for some reason.
I love it here.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't encourage them, guys.
High five.
I was wondering if you had any information about the boat that's oared out in the water there.
Yeah, that ship out there. Yeah, showed up a week ago. Nobody knows who it belongs to. Nobody knows where it came from, why it's here. Tried to investigate. It's empty.
Empty?
It's empty. Nobody there, nothing there, nothing in the cargo hold, nothing.
Has there been any strangers in town?
Nothing. Just you. Is it your ship?
I mean...
Sure.
Yep.
Great. Hey, guys. Come on.
So, yeah. Well, you see, we wish to... charter a passage over to...
Oh, yeah. I know it well.
Yeah. And, you know, since, you know, that seems to be the only boat capable of such a endeavor, I was hoping we could talk to the captain, but if he's shown up and he's,
Sounds to me like you got quite the mystery on your hands.
Yeah.
Zoinks.
That seems awfully convenient. Or newcomers in town?
Why, yes, I would. It would appear that that is indeed the case. What is your name?
Well, sounds like adventure awaits. Well, off to home.
Well, now just hold on a second. Friendly boat rowers.
Yes, friend gnome.
Would it be possible to hitch a ride out to that ship? On your lovely vessel.
Well, it's not our ship. We only went to investigate.
Well, I know. I'm saying, on your lovely vessel, take us out to that ship.
Doesn't belong to you either.
But sure we'll does. Investigate it.
I don't know. Persuade.
Okay. I can do that.
That is what he's trying to do. Yeah, makes sense. Do it well.
Ooh. Do it well.
Really? The one thing I'm supposed to be good at?
Oh, God.
Well, if you say so, here you go.
Oh, they're taking us out there?
Okay. No, we can take it out there.
What's that?
We can roll ourselves out there.
Oh. So long.
Nice. Bye!
You're like, Grant? Wait a minute, that shouldn't have worked.
Grant?
They're vampires.
You might want to get rowing.
They're all vampires. This whole town is vampires.
The sun is out. The sun is out. I mean,
you want to row out to this boat?
I mean, it's part of the investigation, right? So.
Yeah.
I ain't rowing. One of you guys can row.
All right, I'll row.
Are my hands big enough
to I'll use my strength, Graham, to row us the fastest you've ever seen.
All right, make it. So you guys carry the canoe out there to the water and set it in the water and get in. Minotaur's going to stay behind. He's too big. Okay.
Watch the horses, I guess. So.
Yeah, make an athletic Gormong.
Oh, boy.
See how fast you can row.
How's a 24 do you?
Two oars like this.
We actually overshoot the boat and end up on the other side of the world.
I drive through the boat. That's what happens.
Slide into the cargo hold, sinking the ship.
How much XP is killing a boat?
Yeah.
No, you make it there just fine. The boat. Does anybody have any particular skills in carpentry, like they have carpentry tools proficiency or anything like that?
No, I took cooking instead of like
something. For boating?
No. Just thieves' tools.
Nope. Else. I mean, they're made out of wood, right?
Well, no. Yeah, the boat is just sitting there.
Okay. Is there any of those, like, rope ladders things, yeah?
Yeah, seemingly left behind by the previous investigation.
Okay, I guess I'll start climbing up there.
Yeah. Okay.
Easy enough.
I'll follow.
Get on the deck. Hardly anything there. There's like a barrel that seems empty. There's like a hoist, a winch, that is... Seems largely unused. There's a captain's quarters and stairs that lead downstairs as well.
Okay.
Are there any signs of recent activity? Because they said that the thing just showed up a week ago, right?
Yeah, make a perception check.
Okay.
Speaking of perception, just for moving forward, Graham, my passive perception is now 21. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, hey, and I rolled a 21.
You did.
Based on you guys' both incredible perceptions, and just based on your light investigation up to this point, this boat seems uninhabited, seems never inhabited. Seems as if it was sailed here and then left, and that was it.
Like, as in someone fucking dragged the boat here, maybe?
No, as if somebody sailed it here.
Okay, well, I turn to Grant, and I'm like, maybe you can take a look at this in terms of us looking at it as a fireboat, maybe. Is there any sort of terms of sabotage or anything like that in here?
Sure, I can set it on fire.
No, I mean...
No.
Look to see if this is built in terms of it being designed to be a trap.
Investigation?
Like, you know, like the idea of a fireboat is to like set it on fire so that people will react to it and then whatever happens. So.
Well, usually is.
Grant, you look about, you like peek your head in the cargo hold. You see like a single crate. There appears to be some things in the captain's quarters, but there's no furniture or anything. There's like some light paperwork. But there's nothing that indicates this. I mean, I don't really know what indication that would give to be a trap, but nothing to that effect.
Yeah, sure. Give me a couple of days and we can set this on fire.
No, that's not what we're asking. We're asking if it was intentionally set to be a fire ship, a suicide ship, a bomb to be set off later.
Probably not.
I mean, that's a perception. Grant, there's a glint of light off the sun from the moat house. Just a small, like a reflective surface.
As in, like a message?
It's probably the vampires. I heard they sparkle.
No, it's the sun light. We're not.
It's the sun?
No. What are you talking about? What? Vampires, I didn't see anything.
Vampires sparkle, and I saw a sparkle over there. Vampires sparkle in the sunlight. I've heard this.
What's in the crate inside of the hold?
Going down there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it's sealed up, nailed shut. Gonna use the your standard adventurer's crowbar to.
Sure, man.
You see, I don't know what it's called, but the decoration that goes on the front of the ship.
I know what you're talking about.
Head thing.
I should know this.
Yeah, I know this too.
Whatever the decoration is called. It's very clearly carved to look like gags.
Ah, fuck!
Whoa! It's beautiful!
Shut up!
Factory sealed, wrapped up in bubble wrap and roped together.
Let's dump it off the side.
Figurehead.
Yeah, sure.
It's just stepping off the side of the ship right now. Get rid of it.
Let's burn it.
Well, I don't think it's going to burn. It seems made out of... What is that?
Does it have two ears?
Yes.
It's glorious.
Was this boat maybe commissioned for mega gags to use in some way?
Let's burn it down.
But they said it came out of here like randomly, right?
Let's not be so hasty.
Shut up, Gags.
I turn to Gags. And I'm like, can you maybe do an arcana check to see if there's any sort of lasting residual magic here? Maybe it came from another plane or something like that.
I can do that.
Okay.
If I can find it.
I don't know too much about wood.
21?
Honestly, nothing about this seems magical whatsoever.
Wow, character voices are hard. I mean, I could totally pass for a ship captain, don't you think?
With only one ear?
Maybe a much smaller ship.
Well, maybe people think he's compensating.
I say we put the figurehead where it belongs.
No, that actually requires quite a lot of work. I'm not much for the only things that come to mind is to like this ship appeared out of nowhere, but it's oared, right? It's like actually like the anchor is in and it's staying here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Graham?
Yeah, I mean, a week ago, apparently the boat was just sitting there. You know, the people woke up and the boat was there and that was it. Unused.
How far does alarm work?
What?
The spell alarm.
The alarm spell.
Yeah. Spell alarm? Well, you should know. I'm not sure.
Like, can I set an alarm thing here and then have
you
it go?
You would know when it went off. You wouldn't be able to hear it, obviously, but you would know.
Yeah, but like if I went back to the town and went to the other town, and you know, if I went super far away, would I still be able to feel it?
I don't know, what does the spell say?
Within 1 mile.
Within 1 mile, it'll last for only 8 hours.
I'm gonna send an alarm in here. I won't make it make a sound. It'll just be like, I will just know.
Yeah.
And I guess for the period that we're investigating this town, we'll know whether if someone gets onto that boat or not, right?
Well, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Do you have any spell slots left, or is that a cantrip?
That's a ritual. So.
Yes. Fair enough. Okay. Great.
Yeah, that's what I will do.
so we're not burning it?
No.
Would you stop burning shit?
No,
Why would you burn this beautiful ship?
Gags, please. You have no objectivity in this situation. So are you, like, this is clearly the other evil Gags is.
Oh no, it's just got a picture of Gags here. It doesn't mean anything. Like, for example, if we went into a house and we saw a picture of you there, Grant, and we would just, what, assume that the evil Grant is living here? Oh, sorry, the good Grant is living here?
No, I'd assume that someone has been investigating me, making pictures of me. I'd burn the entire fucking place down. That's creepy.
Yes, the person who would have pictures of you in their house was obviously in poor taste.
Yeah, well, that too, but it's... Come on, are you not massively creeped out by the fact that there's a fucking figurehead for a ship that looks exactly like Gags?
Oh yes, but I'm...
I don't know, it kind
of... Gags in general.
It kind of looks like a gnome to me. There's plenty of gnomes everywhere.
Yeah, but see, this one's got that thing about his nose right here.
Oh, the Owen Wilson thing that he has?
Yeah. See, that, I don't know how they got that in the figurehead. Impressive, really.
Is Brian frozen?
No.
Okay. You're just perfectly still on my screen.
Yeah. I give up. Fuck it. Let's go.
Right. Well,
you guys clearly don't listen to.
I'm gonna let Grant get on the boat first because I don't want him to just be like, as he leaves, he just like cooks a grenade, just tosses it back.
We need your help here. You are really good at finding secret places. Maybe there's a hidden door, cache, something around here.
Clearly
the ship isn't suspicious enough to be suspicious of. I'm not wasting my time searching for secret stuff. Let's just go. Let's just go to the moat.
But what if it's money?
Fine. I would like to spend a little time.
You get advantage on this too because you have dungeoneering.
It's not a dungeon though, is it?
It's just finding secret doors and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. What would I roll for searching this?
Investigation,
but you get advantage. So.
Good, because I rolled a one.
And then you rolled a four. How you have a plus 11 on this? And like, you got a one and you got a 12 at the same time.
I mean, I'm not that invested in searching this ship.
You walk into a room, you're just like, oh, secret doors, secret doors.
You do find something, but it's not hidden. It's just something I glossed over during my initial thing. In the captain's quarters, there is some light paperwork there.
Okay, what's on it?
And amongst the paperwork, there's also instructions for opening the safe. It's basically like list where the safe is, but with some easy investigation, there's a sliding panel in the counter, and there's a safe in there. And the safe is standing slightly ajar, brand new, not used yet. But inside there is a sack, and the sack has a note attached to it. The note says,
"Dear Gags."
No.
I miss you.
I'm in another place right now.
It says, "From Grant, best wishes."
It says, "From Grant."
Yes.
Best wishes.
What?
XOXO. What's in the bag?
What's in the bag? Open it. Grant, come on.
Gags' other ear. Oh my god.
Yeah. What's in the box?
You guys remember, you guys have Gags' other ear.
Yeah.
It's in a jar.
Yeah, it's in a jar on the mantle.
I will open the bag.
To remind us that someone's always listening.
Boom.
You find 10 fire opals, gems. you find what appears to be a potion
Okay.
Does it say invulnerability?
My gold chain.
Oh. Wait. How similar is it to the dimension hopping necklace that we have?
It's not very similar.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna turn to Gags. Gags.
Yeah.
What is the likelihood of your lovely alter ego finding, let's call them alter egos for all of us?
What was your
kind of some weird?
Remind me, what happened with your wish, Grant?
My wish?
Yeah, when from the stone. What was that?
Yeah. What I never asked. What did you wish for?
I'm gonna be honest, I can't remember.
You wanted women or something like that, right?
Love.
I wished for love.
You didn't wish for something dumb like being popular.
But
with women,
but
right?
What happened to you?
I think it was something a bit more along the lines of being popular with women. Yeah.
What happened to you though? I know what happened to me.
I got stabbed.
Stabbed?
Yeah.
Like when you made the wish, like, oh, I want to be popular with women. You just got stabbed.
I made the wish and I said I wanted to be popular with women. Then the next two women I talked to stabbed me.
And that was your first time, right?
No,
yeah.
Graham, can you elaborate on what happened there?
Huh?
With his wish?
Just like Gags is, it may be manifesting in an extremely mysterious and unclear way.
No, can you remind us as to what you said during that particular moment happened?
Pretty sure it was just like nothing happens.
Yeah, you guys had a roll on it. I think his was fine.
I want to say I probably said you don't. He said what happened, and I probably said you don't know yet.
Yeah. Something along those lines, like nothing visible or noticeable
happened. And with mine, it was. What did I ask for? I'm going to have to watch that episode back now, because if this is coming back to kick us in the dick, it might...
You didn't wish for the resurrection of your best friend.
Dude, our best friend was perfectly happy being dead after being mutilated multiple times.
Yeah.
Grant, there's that sheen again out by the hills.
We need to go deal with those vampires, guys, seriously.
What? Why do you keep bringing... We're on the boat. Vampires can't even cross water. Don't you know that?
Alright, grab the bag, grab the note. Grab the paperwork.
Did you guys take everything?
Well, I will say, you know, guys, something funky is going on with other planes leaking into our plane. Something's going on weird. So, obviously there's a nega gags. Something happened when I made my wish.
Mm-hmm.
Are you claiming responsibility for the...
Everything.
Everything.
Everything that's ever
happened. No!
Alright, I mean, it sounds like it's your fault. Make a bloody wish, and then suddenly...
ability for breaking the universe.
So, should we go over to the moat house?
Yeah, now? Someone seems to be signaling us or something.
I think it's probably just, like, reflection of either armor or...
Nope, I'm definitely gonna go over there, but make sure you grab all that stuff and don't fucking burn it, you piece of shit.
Are you talking about the note, the loot, or the ship?
Anything.
I burn the note.
that was your own handwriting. Well, I guess. What if you become famous? That would have been an autograph.
Was it actually my own handwriting?
Looked like it.
Okay.
No, you could. What if you become important one day? As important as Jeff.
My name is Dave.
I'm never going to become as important as Jeff.
Nobody's.
I don't aspire that high.
Jeff is still flying. All right, yeah, let's head back to the mainland, Graham.
I don't burn the ship down.
I like the idea that your alter ego from a different plane literally gave you this boat.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
No, I'm talking to Grant. Grant's alter ego is just like, hey man.
The note wasn't actually on the bag. It was placed on the inside of the safe, but it was supposed to be for the whole ship.
Yeah. So how about we take an hour break here and come back for with what happens on the mainland?
Our hourly break.
I mean, an hour's quite a long time.
Yeah, I guess. This is triggering me so hard because, Brian, you might remember this or you might not. I don't remember if you were there, but like you go down a hallway with the what was the phrase that you used all the fucking time? God, I forget.
The hallway is 10 feet wide and 20 feet long. The erratic drips of water are causing the flagstones to be canted and uneven from sitting.
No, imagine that repeated over and over and over again in a dungeon.
That was when we were on that island, I think, right?
No, this was when we were investigating the Minotaur Mage, but
Oh, right.
God, I thought you were gonna say T Junction.
If you recall, one of those hallways collapsed, and that was the whole point.
Uh huh. Oh.
All right, so we're headed towards the flashy.
The motels. So what did you see exactly? Just a
flash. Just
a flash.
Yeah. Could have been anything.
So it could have been just something, a glint off of a rock or a window.
I don't think rocks glint, do they?
Some rocks might.
That's a shiny rock.
That one does. Look at that one. That one right there.
It doesn't.
Yes, look at it.
Okay,
this.
I'm looking at it.
Go like this.
About midday, you guys are walking past the church when the bell rings. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Somehow four tones.
Ding, dong.
At least the bell doesn't say hello.
And various townsfolks begin converging on your location, which happens to be the church. About three quarters of the townsfolk.
We should get out of the way.
We should.
Or go inside.
I think we should check to see if they're about to start a demonic ritual to summon.
I don't. What? Why would?
Have you seen these people? They're creepy as hell.
So are you. You've been staring at an elderly man for the last week and a half.
I mean, that was my job. I had to do that. They don't have to say hello. Why are they so funny? Shut up, Gags.
Hello.
Oh God.
Hello. I think
Gags is happier than he's ever been in his entire life.
Do you see this? Like, this is not natural. People are not this nice.
I like the idea that Gags comes downstairs in the morning and he's like, hello! And everyone's just like eating the cereal like quietly. And I like...
I'm just saying, this is not natural. Something is going on.
You just kind of go and begin to file into the church building.
You want to...
No.
Join?
Vampires. No. Some kind of demon cult.
Maybe
something to do with Nega Gags, like brainwashing the entire population.
All right, shut up. Everyone's inside the church right now. This is a perfect time for us to go investigate the moat.
I think I will stay and watch what's going on inside the church.
I mean, you're welcome to have a interest in human religions, but... I've been down that path.
I want to see who's organizing this.
How about you guys? Because we're not actually going up to introduce ourselves or say hello. Oh,
hello!
Shut up, Gags, please. I will.
Gags, please.
Damn it. take a moment. And anyway, how about I go and investigate that, stealthy-like?
No.
Mm-hmm. No?
You wanted to burn down a piece of investigation.
I can go with him. I'm not quite as good as him, but I'm pretty good.
Yeah, Durimbor can come and make sure nothing bad happens to me.
And what do you want the half-orc and the gnome to do?
Investigate this clearly weird fucking group of people who are probably mind controlled.
Graham, where did the shimmer come from?
The boathouse.
I'm going to the fucking boathouse.
Boathouse.
Gags, do you want to investigate the?
Or you want to stay among your people?
No, I'm gonna go with the boathouse.
Durimbor, you're with me on this weirdness, right?
It's a little unusual, but I don't see anything negative about it. Nothing openly hostile.
You guys go be stealthy. Have fun with that, Gormong. Me and Durimbor will check out this weird happenstance with the villagers.
Why don't you want to be around us anymore, Grant?
I do want to be around you. I'm just saying, both of these things warrant investigation. There's a weird flash, which honestly...
What day is it, Graham?
All right.
What day is it?
Like, of the week?
Yeah.
I don't know, the equivalent of Tuesday?
Well, it just looks like Tuesday mass to me. Feel free to, you know... lock everyone inside the church and burn it down at the slightest hint of suspicion, though. As that moving I'm towards the...
No, Grad, no. Why do you gotta put ideas in his head?
I just got permission.
You keep telling him not to do things, and then you go to at length of the ways he could do such things, and then he's like, oh yeah, I didn't even think of that.
It's sarcasm. Don't fucking do it.
He said feel free to.
No, don't you do it. I will arrest you and drag your ass on that tiny little horse all the way back to town.
I do hate that tiny little horse. But should we check this out at least? Like, you guys go do your thing, we'll do ours. I think it's worth checking out the villages.
Sure. Gormong, I will accompany Grant on his journey to find religion.
I'm sorry. I turn around and start walking towards the birdhouse.
I hop on Gormong's shoulder.
Oh, is I guess you know the fucking Minotaur can come with us too.
Yeah.
I may need his help barricading the door.
If you want to murder innocents, you do that all by your lonesome.
Grant and Durimbor, the church building is closed up, like they shut the door behind them after worship began of some sort. But you notice there's not a lot of windows, and in fact, zero windows.
Is there any way in? Can I maybe...
There was a bell, so there's clearly a bell tower.
Durimbor, you up for a climb?
Oh, fine. Why not? Just climb the random church building in the middle of town in the bright of the day.
I mean, that's not suspicious. It's fine. So is the blacksmith still out there?
You want to give a quick peek around, make sure we're not being watched by anyone?
No, that's fine.
You don't see anybody.
So much for stealth.
Their perception will tell you.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll go first.
Good enough. This is all pretty rough construction. Seems relatively new, so it's not really worked over.
Am I all right with acrobatics, or do I need to athletics?
Athletics is for strength. It's pulling yourself up.
So athletics, okay.
How is it that you're so fucking stealthy, but you have like fucking noodle arms, man? Like, what's going on there?
It's because I have plus 13 to stealth and plus 1 to athletics.
Grimbor, he's having some trouble.
Let him fall. He'll break his spine.
You didn't get more than 2 feet off the ground. Come on.
Can I? Grimbor, help! Pull me up.
No, I'm not that strong enough to do that.
Well, then drop a rope down.
Fine.
All right. Acrobatics.
Yeah.
Hagar.
Hey!
Was that so hard?
No.
How can it be, like, completely, like... So he's like a fucking... He's like a fucking wet noodle that gets thrown through the air. He's completely aerodynamic and like, you know, he spins like a swan.
But no, the climb normal. But if he does a backflip.
He does a backflip up the wall. He's good.
I can cartwheel up walls. I just can't climb them. It's fine. Don't question it.
The church is one story, and the bell tower is about 10 feet tall. It's just sort of a stone floor with a staircase, with like a trap door and like a staircase that leads down. But you can hear what's going on just from being up here if you care to try to listen. But you can also open the door and go downstairs too.
Yeah, I kind of want to get eyes on the person. So can we like crack the thing a little?
Try.
Yeah. I try the handle. Is it locked? Right.
Locked from the inside.
Locked. In the, God damn. It wouldn't be that easy. We could try to break a hole through, but that's going to ruin our plan. How about we just give a quick listen to see what we're dealing with?
Why don't you pick the lock?
It's inside.
Oh. Is it like barred from the inside?
I don't know. It's locked.
It appears latched from the inside.
Just have a listen. Let's just see who's talking. Like what the? If there's like a hail, just cracks the destroyer or something. You know.
Or appraise the emperor or something.
Yeah, hail the omnisire maybe.
All right, guys. Now that everyone's in the church together and the adventures are on the outside, what do you want to do about them? How are we going to kill them?
It's a swan.
What if we set the boat on fire like we planned to do it, but we missed our opportunity? He's like, yes, but they're not on the boat anymore. It's like, that's a good point. Well, they're falling into the plan. They're going into the moat house. So maybe if we set off the bomb in there, it'll kill them. But some of them didn't go in. It's like, oh yeah, where are they? I think they were climbing on the roof of this place. And then Grant falls down in ropes. It's like, hello!
Hello! Hello!
A couple of nod holes and are able to look and see alternately. With that perception, they're all standing in this huge circle. There's not pews or chairs or anything. They're all standing in a large circle. And in the middle of the circle are two... They look like scarecrows. They're effigies of some sort. One male, one clearly male, one clearly female. Okay, and they are taking turns, it would seem, or maybe you know, just kind of indiscriminately taking turns, striking and or whipping the effigies, and screaming things in which they are regretful for.
To burn it down?
No. This seems to be like a...
This is clearly deviant.
No, this is like a healthy alternative. Look at it. It's just... There's nothing. It's just the effigy that you're hitting. There's nothing. I mean...
Yeah, I wish we had like a little model kit that Grant could burn whenever he gets like the urges, you know, like instead of like.
I'm not like a pyromaniac. I don't like have.
Raise your hand if you burnt down an entire village before in this group.
I didn't burn down an entire village.
Attempted to.
I've never attempted.
Sorry.
To burn down.
Sorry, let me qualify. Half a village.
Of a village.
It was a town, and only part of it got destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Raise your hand if you've burned anything in this game. That's... There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Didn't we all burn Pudmi?
Nope, that was you.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you also burnt all those mushroom babies. That was you.
And I burnt the bar.
We should have seen it coming from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. All right. What happens next?
I don't know. What do you want to do? You want to?
Should we just wait for them to be evil?
I mean, this is inherently evil. It's not that bad.
It's a little bit weird.
Well, yeah, but they seem nice enough people anyways. If this is what everyone needs, maybe.
I mean, they've closed it all off so that no one can see what they're doing. That's clearly suspicious.
This is like some Far Cry 5 shit right here.
Yeah, but is it evil? Is it wrong?
I mean, it's enough for me to be suspicious of them even before I saw this. Now I've seen this. This is weird. Wait, do I know anything? Like, would this be historically like a ritual or something?
No, religion.
Religion. I know loads of things about religion. Maybe. Possibly.
Probably no more than me.
Got 19.
These smaller towns tend to spawn their own offshoots or sort of off-brand versions of more mainstream religions that are based on intangible or very specific nature things like rain and lightning and stuff like that. Or maybe it's like goodness or like pride, you know, stuff like that. The sort of further away from the main central hubs of civilization you get, the more extreme and intense these religions get. So it would seem. But this really just seems like some sort of like airing of grievances or sort of healthy anger management exercise.
Okay.
Reminiscent of certain confessions of other religions.
Yeah. So I turn to Durimbor and I'm like, this is clearly a demonic ritual. Should we burn it down?
Demonic? Well, I don't know much about human.
They're trying religion. To summon demons, I think.
But it doesn't look like demon summoning. I haven't seen demon summoning, so I could be wrong.
Well, it's up to you. You're in charge.
But I'm not. What? I don't know anything about human religion. Are they summoning demons?
Like, well, I mean, they're clearly trying to.
Clearly?
Yeah, well, at least from what I've seen so far.
Grant, you think Durimbor's in on it?
What? What?
I just reach back behind myself and I grab a.
Alright, what happens next, guys?
I'm happy to sit here and watch them and make sure that they don't summon any demons. If you want to go with, if you want to go catch up with Gorma.
Diagonal white.
Yeah. I bet those idiots are thinking Gags, about that demons.
And the Minotaur Gunter, 3 G's, call them.
3 G's, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You eventually leave the comfort of the village and kind of wind your way up the path up towards the moat house. Rushes and cattails. There is a tributary from the river that kind of bisects the town. Thus why there's a moat house. So this is all very marshy and swampy and stuff like that. You kind of make your way up this winding, unclear pathway. And the pathway continues further to the east, which you're not sure what town is down there. The map is still sort of unclear to you. And then sort of the left goes to this moat house. And the moat house has clearly been destroyed at one point. The entire top floor is collapsing on the bottom floor, and one entire wall has been destroyed. It sits on this huge moat, and there is sort of the moat has sort of deteriorated some of the stone, and so it's this huge marshy gray sludge that's sort of in on one particular face of the moat house, and that face is where the entrance is.
All right.
There is a drawbridge across. That drawbridge is currently down, so you could walk across theoretically if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Do we see anybody like walking around on like the balcony?
Nope.
Okay.
What about like windows there, from this place? It, like you said, it's like all old and run down and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, is there any, like, cleaned windows?
No, there's some arrow slits, though.
Okay, that's interesting. Like, is there any places here that will clearly be made to signal someone?
Make an investigation roll.
Okay, sure, yeah. 21?
Nice.
There is a corner tower next to the main entrance where somebody could stand on top of, and there is a small window in there.
Okay, all right. So I'm just gonna cross the bridge, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I'm on your shoulder, so I'm going wherever you go.
Yeah. And the Minotaur's coming with us.
He has what a name. It's Gunter.
Okay. I can't remember the name. Yeah.
What are y'all's passive perceptions?
Mine is 18.
Mine is 14.
You guys both notice that there's just like on the wood of the drawbridge, there's a toad.
A toad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of sitting there.
All right. I mean, it's a fucking toad, so.
Did you step on it?
No, I walk around it to the point where it's like, I don't like, you know, avoid it, but I don't like step on it or step over it sort of thing. I'm just like, oh, whatever, just walk around it, you know.
The Minotaur takes his foot and slides it back into the swamp. At which point, four giant frogs leap out of the water, two in front of you and two behind you.
Oh, god damn it!
We need to roll initiative.
Hell yeah. Hey guys, remember how burning down the villages would be fun? But we're actually in combat, so it's gonna be cooler over here. So.
Yeah, but we could still burn all these villagers down.
So. It's true.
I'll roll for Gunter. Not very good. Gormung, what do you want to do? You got four frogs, two in front, two in back, and this little toad has now jumped back onto the drawbridge, and now he's rearing for a fight.
All right, so these are aggressive?
Yes.
All right, I draw my axe.
Okay.
And I go and ask some questions to some of the ones in front of us.
Okay.
So there's two in front, two in back, yeah? Where's that little one?
Right in front of you.
Yeah, okay. I ignore that little one and go attack the big ones.
Alright.
Alright. So, let's see here. Great axe sharpened. 17?
It's
4. 20. Wait, it should be more than that. It's...
I thought it was 21 every time, wasn't it?
Wait, so what is it? It's, the sharpened axe does maximum damage, yeah?
Yes.
All right. So it should be plus 9 now because my strength is 5 and my proficiency bonus is 4. So I'll change that.
So 21?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. And 14?
14 still hits, yeah.
21.
Okay. Cool.
So, how much does it, what does it look like after I've attacked it twice?
It's down less than half.
Okay. I will second wind.
Okay.
And I will attack again. 16 and 27. So another 42 damage.
All right. You kill that one. Slice it up.
Yeah, nice. Jesus. I'm just like,
gagged.
God yes. Damn frogs.
Your brethren, one time.
Oh, I hate frogs.
What do you do?
So, where's the little tiny one?
Yeah, you jump down, you're the exact same size as a frog, you're like, oh god!
I'm gonna claim it as a mount.
The little tiny one came back out, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna attack it with my rapier.
Okay.
13.
That hits.
2 damage.
Still alive.
Oh, what a fucking man! Are you sure? That seems like it would have died after that.
Yep, pretty sure.
Right. Okay, well that's good.
Gunter, the Minotaur, will use his makeshift flint sword and go and attack the second group that is behind y'all. Ooh, natural 1. That's not going to be good enough.
Huh.
But he will hit the second attack, and he'll deal some damage to one of those frogs. That's good.
What class is he? Is he like a fighter?
He doesn't really have a class. He's a farmer. But he's still a Minotaur. So he has Minotaur stats.
Okay.
Frogs. These giant frogs have an uncanny ability to stretch their tongues out.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to kill at least one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the two that Gunter is near, one of them will attack Gunter. Not going to be enough to hit. Only rolls 2. And then the second one is going to stretch his tongue out and try to nab Gags with its mucus. I
fucking knew it. You're going to have to cut me out of a frog, Dave.
Had a 16 treat you.
But it's a tiny frog. You shouldn't be big, small enough to fit in its mouth.
No, this is one of the big frogs, right, Graham?
Yep.
Okay, just making sure. 13. Unless Graham's buying into like the whole like Gags is as small as any as the plot needs requires him to be at all times.
16.
Take 5 points of tongue damage.
Oh my god.
5 points of kissy kisses.
You also dragged 10 feet toward closer to it.
Okay.
Okay. The other two frogs are going to both attempt to swallow parts of Gormung in the same fashion.
Wait, 2 frogs? This should only be 1 frog.
No, there's
17 misses.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Gormung, what do you do?
Well, I will attack that other frog that's in front of me. So there should only be 1 left, right? In front of me. 26 and 24 for 42 damage.
All right, sounds good. Gags.
So the one that pulled me towards him, that's the closest one to me, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna poke it with a rapier.
Cut off its tongue, bro.
Yeah, I'm going for the tongue. 21.
That'll hit.
5 piercing damage.
Slice the tongue in half.
Yeah! I did something, Gormung! I did it! Did you see? Were you looking?
Yeah, I'm like covered from head to toe in viscera, and I was like, yeah, that was great!
Gunter's going to back up and gore with his horns the one that has or had Gags previously. By the way, part of that tongue bit that is still stuck to your face right here, it's just kind of floppy.
Sweet.
Yeah. He's going to
Does he even have hands long enough to take things off of his horns?
I'm not like a baby T-Rex.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Okay, so Gunter is going to actually deal 20 damage on the gore.
Nice. That's one less than I can do with an axe, so you know, what up, dude?
Both frogs are going to attack Gunter because Gag seems not to be particularly troublesome. Gunter takes a natural 20 that Gags would have taken instead, so I guess is that good? Sure. Gunter's down to half health.
Wait, okay. How much damage did he take?
16.
He's a fucking Minotaur. How does he have like 32 damage HP?
We don't know what his level is.
What?
Okay. It's true.
That last frog is going to continue to attack Gormung. Ooh, natural one. I'm going to get rid of this dice. I don't like this
one. No, keep that one. Keep it. It's fine.
I'm going to go for purple again. Gormung, shit. Two.
What was that?
Your turn.
Okay, it attacked the other one, right? Okay. I'm just trying to work out in my mind all my bonuses that I get. Because I can attack when he attacks an enemy that's a friend that's close to me, which he hasn't done yet. Okay, yep. I'm gonna go. I'm like, Gags, you got this one, right?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right, I'm gonna go.
Turn right off.
I'm gonna go jump into the fray with a Minotaur.
Okay.
Give him some help. I jump in and swing. Which one of these frogs is most damaged in the Minotaurs?
The one you're attacking.
Fucking A it is. 25, yep. And 22 for 42 damage.
Dead.
Yeah, nice. All
right. Gags.
All right, so the one closest to me, I'm going to... can I use Vicious Mockery on it?
You're a fucking toad! Oh god. I mean, it has to understand your language, right? That's the
I mean, it doesn't say anything about language. This just needs to be able to hear me. And they have ears, right?
Alright. They have.
I mean, you used to be a frog. You tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they have tympanic membranes.
Okay. So, I look at it and I say, you're not even a toad anymore. You don't even have a tongue that you can use. And I like peel its tongue that's hanging off of me, off of my cheek. And
wait, you do the thing with the towel where you put it between your legs and you go, oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, and I kind of like rub it in between my legs. Like, you're nothing now. You can't even eat flies.
How's my taint taste?
How's this taste? And it needs to succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
12 is all they got.
That does not succeed. So he takes 2d4 damage. Let me roll that real quick. Oh my god.
Fucking solid, dude. Real solid.
That's fine.
2 damage.
The frogs, though, as sort of what Gags thinks to be a cause of, but everyone else knows to be just a simple byproduct of, the frogs will take this opportunity to flee back to their home from whence they came.
So
you take that opportunity.
Yeah. Great. On the last one, so 18 for 21. Yeah. What about Mr. Minotaur?
Minotaur too. Minotaur is going to hit. Gags, you're there too.
Oh yeah, rape y'all.
No.
Fucking.
So that one's going to jump in the water, but the one that you hit is not going to move, right?
Sentinel. Yeah, it stops it from moving.
Unless you want to.
Yep. I like cut its thigh or something like that. I don't know. Stop it from moving. Okay. Yep.
And it's your move, Gormung. Last thing, this one's almost done. Oh, yeah. Dead. Double dead.
Yeah.
Frog legs on the menu.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I'll do that if the corpse is still there on the way back. He says a toad or a frog?
They're giant frogs.
Okay, that's better than toads. So, yeah. I turn to the Minotaur and I'm like, Gunther, and it's like, are you okay, friend? You look a little worse for wear.
He's kind of shrugs.
Attaboy. Yeah, I like the idea that there's still that little frog on the bridge, and we just walked past, and I just punted into the water.
sploosh.
Yeah.
All right. Durinbor and Grant.
They're just... You keep ripping it.
So how much doing. Like the scene from Kingsman is it right now where you guys are just like in the middle of the fray of the townspeople just swinging swords and cutting their heads off and stuff like that? Like,
I don't think I was murdering innocent town people.
We have no proof that they're innocent.
That is such a fucking Grant mentality that I love it. Like, it's not innocent until proven guilty. It's suspicious until proven otherwise.
Right. It's like they haven't done anything. All they're doing is sitting there whipping that stuff. They're taking turns. How long is it supposed to take, on average?
I don't know.
You're supposed to be the expert on this.
But I'm an expert on... Yeah, no, I am.
I'm an expert on...
No, I am an expert, but you know, I know a demonic ritual when I see it.
So what do we do? How do we stop it?
Kill them? Burn the whole entire place down?
Anything besides mass murder?
We could knock on the door.
Okay, that's not mass murder.
We could... Do you have any... maybe we could like materialize in the middle and pretend to be their demon lords. Do you want to give that a go?
I don't. What? No, I don't want to impersonate a demon.
Hello.
Grant, you see some from here. You can see the center of town, and you see that that burly ranger-looking fellow is still walking around, speaking with the rest of the people who didn't come down to the church.
There were people who didn't go to the church.
Yeah, I remember only 3/4 of town came down. There's 1/4 still remaining.
Okay. Are they kind of like, is he doing like a soapbox speech type thing, or is he just...
Just going to have a chat.
We could go and talk to the people who aren't part of the demon cult.
That sounds like a good idea. I like that idea. Let's do that one. Do you need help getting down? You can't handle it.
the rope's still there. The rope's still there, right?
Yeah,
okay. I'll be fine then. I'll do that circus thing where you like roll yourself up in the rope and then spin yourself down.
Well, that's one way of doing it, I guess.
Hey, if I don't do it, I have to rely on my strength.
Yeah, you just get that. You guys have got a lot of practice on ropes from the first dungeon.
So yeah, we'll cautiously approach the townspeople who didn't go.
So it seems like all the people who didn't go are the ones who have those wreaths on their front doors.
Hi there.
Who are you, do you want to talk to? Somebody who's they're all kind of old people, except for the ranger type guy.
If I could go beat the shit out of that straw mannequin, I sure as fuck would. He's like, okay.
So I'm gonna just sidle up to an old person and be like, "Hey, what's up?"
Yeah.
How come you aren't in the church?
Don't believe in that church. Live in the old ways. Old ways are better.
You don't like demon worship, then.
If you wanted to beat the shit out of someone, you'd just beat the shit out of someone.
So I take it you're not down with the demon worship.
Demon worship.
Yeah, they're demon worshippers, right? Maybe vampires as well? Possibly undead of some kind?
What kind of stuff are you smoking, boy?
Do you want some?
Please do not offer the elderly drugs in my presence.
Sorry, Durin. No, I don't have any drugs.
Oh, get away from me.
Please, come on.
Okay, fine. What? Do you want to do the talking?
No, it's probably for the best, yes.
Okay.
How did you go from, are you a demon worshiper, to here, have some drugs? How did your mind find that path?
He went there. He was the one who tried to buy drugs off me. You should arrest him.
I'm not going to arrest him. I have no jurisdiction here.
Interesting. I'll remember that.
Good to know.
Noted.
What
your you power has no control over me here, Sheriff.
Right. So, with that foreboding moment, let's move on.
No, we're talking to people.
Yeah, we're going to talk to the guy who's in charge. Or okay. At least listen to him. He's got something to say.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Yeah.
Right. There he is. Yeah. Strapping.
Beating the shit out of a mannequin. Like, can you stop that for a moment? It's like, no, I need
just,
it.
strangers.
Right.
I have a few questions for you.
That's one. Forgive my companion. He's very blunt. I guess I'll follow suit. Why is the majority of the townsfolk in the church whipping that thing?
I'm not going to discount the way a person chooses to worship.
Okay. So
it's none of my business, and I don't really think it's any of yours either.
No, I was worried about their safety, as with no windows, locked doors, it seemed rather suspicious.
People could get the wrong idea and burn the church down.
They could get that idea, but thankfully we have something called restraint, where we don't act upon those ideas, right, Grant?
Yes, restraint is... look at my notebook. Restraint is key.
You have the definition written down.
I was made to write it down, okay? I have notes like not everyone is out to kill you, you know?
My therapist said...
Right, well, if it's not anything dangerous, then I apologize for intruding. But I'm just curious as why they seemed almost overly friendly. It looked, it was unnatural feeling, really.
I tend to agree, but you know, once again. Just sort of the way of things these days, I guess. I'm not happy about it, but what am I going to do?
Lock them all in there, burn the church down.
I think Grant's rubbing off on you, Gorman.
I'm not there. This is Dave, the player character.
I know.
Expressing his wishes.
Oh, so Dave wants to burn a church down.
I mean, I just want to see you guys have fun. Don't let me stop you from having fun, okay?
What's with the wreaths?
Yeah.
Symbols of the old faith.
Old faith? Oh, I do with a lot of old people. A lot of old people.
The old faith is about simpler things, simpler times, good old-fashioned hard work, trees, nature. I'm the druid of this grove, you see.
Oh.
The grove's been here long before the town was.
Where is the grove?
It's the thing with the garland, the entranceway with the copes of trees.
Oh, Grove Street? Yes, it's down that way.
You go down past Grove Shop, it's near Grove Street. It's
on Grove Corner.
My god. Has none of you... Okay, I'm not even going to reference what that is. It's fine.
Alright, that reference that now we have no context for.
Fucking Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Come on, guys. Grove Street?
Never played it.
The Grove Street Gang, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All you had to do was follow the train, CJ.
Sorry, I don't consume bad forms of media.
Okay.
Right, that was a very weird out-of-body experience.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Something about a train. I don't even know what that was. Right. So, this grove's been here forever. Why did the townsfolk... When did this all start? Has this always been a thing? Was there a stranger in town? A little short one, maybe. Very charismatic.
Well, yeah, but what does that have to do with anything? The church has been here long before that.
Okay, just curious. Have you seen a small, very charismatic stranger?
Well, yes, but once again, what does that have to do with anything?
Did people lick him?
Well, I don't like you.
I don't like you.
Oh, Grant, that seems to be the pattern everywhere we go.
What are you talking
about? You don't like them, they don't like you.
Grant is literally the only person they don't like. In a town full of the nicest people in the world, they're like, I don't like this guy.
This guy, I don't like him. Something about him.
Okay, well, we're curious if you know where this very small, charismatic man went. We think he has something to do with the ship anchored out.
Oh, really? What makes you say that?
Well, we found a exact replica of his face and shoulders.
It's a bust.
What's the word? Figurehead. Well, down in the cargo hold was a figurehead of his shape, so we believe he has some sort of link to it. Or someone really, really likes him and decided to make a whole ship based on him.
I mean, you're
talking about that little fellow that you came into town with?
It looks like him.
Looks like him, but this one I'm searching for has both ears. Very charming man. It's kind of hard to determine how tall he is.
No, we know exactly.
How tall. Vertical height? Yeah, I've seen it.
How long ago was that?
Well, I saw him the one time a week ago, and then just today when you guys came in, I figured they were the same. Not a lot of gnomes around these parts.
Right. We gotta find Gags, because his brother might be in town. They haven't met in some time. I'm sure they would love to talk to each other.
Do we? I will absolutely, at no cost, let Gags meet other Gags.
He's
basically drugs for him.
Oh my god, Grant! I want to slap the shit out of here sometimes.
Yes. Well, anything else?
Sorry. Yes. We came to town because we wanted to know the situation with your port. It seems it's rather shallow. Strange. You can't have any large seafaring vessels.
It was never meant for that, as far as I know.
Right. Well, you have a very good view of the mouth of the river. Seems a very strategically important place.
Well, what makes you say that?
Well, I don't think word has come up here, but there's a war going on to the south. We're sent up here to make sure that we keep this neighboring town safe, looking for any weak points maybe on our borders. This was one that we had to check.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Mm-hmm. People around here don't have much love for the wolf these days. If folks need to come through for any reason, they're going to come through. We don't have the manpower nor the care to stop them.
Right. Well, I think the most important part is that large seafaring vessels, i.e. the enemy's transport ships, can't land here easily. That's important.
If they do, they do. I mean, it's not my port, not my town.
Not my president.
Right. Can you tell me anything about the moat house?
We don't go to the moat house.
Haunted, forbidden, private property.
That was about there's a basement underneath the moat house which used to be used for devil worship.
Sideswipe us to walking into the basement being like,
knew it. I knew I second I got here I knew there was fucking devils about.
So yeah, we don't go there. We're largely religious folks around here, so we don't mess with forces we don't understand, and we don't desire to either.
makes perfect sense. A friend of ours, he's a very specific anti-demon specialist. He very good at taking care of them. We're going to go meet up with him just now and make sure that everything goes according to plan. Everything goes smoothly.
My name is Hampton, if you needed anything.
Right, I am Drimbor Kenman. This is Grant.
Yes, well met. I'll let you be on your way then.
Grant didn't get. Sheepdog didn't get any of that because
I know.
He got it. I told you I was gonna make it canon.
I know.
Kenman.
I saw it in the.
Slipped it in.
I was wondering when you're gonna slip it in there.
Yeah. All right, diagonal white.
Hello. I guess I'm kicking in the door or something like that since it's abandoned. Yeah.
The door is hanging open on one great hinge. The other is splintered and holed, but still in position, wedged and short, closed from the inside.
Okay. Well, if I can't open it easily, I will just break it down.
Yep. Strength check.
I have an axe too. That will probably help. 23.
The door opens up into a large sort of foyer area. Straight ahead of you, there is a small set of stairs and another platform. There are no doors from here per se, except behind you where the entrance to the tower is. But there is sort of, once you go upstairs, there are two hallways that go away and there's doors down there and all that.
Well, I'm going to be using my dungeoneering skills to find secret doors as well. Great. So, I don't know how you want me to do that, but that's on autocast. Investigation. Okay. 14.
Okay. There's no secret doors per se, but you do notice that cleverly hidden amongst the walls are more arrow slits, like inside arrow slits, used to fire through to where you are.
Yeah, okay. So does that mean that there's a, like, another, like a wall behind there?
Walls, yeah.
Okay. Is this place crumbling enough that I can, like, maybe break down the wall?
You can certainly try.
Okay, let's give it a go. What would you like me to roll?
Strength, just straight.
How about a 14 from 2 7s? So.
Work like that. No, much too sturdy. The Minotaur shakes his head.
Yeah. So I guess we'll go. So there's no downstairs. There's only upstairs. And upstairs has two hallways. Yeah.
Yes. There's a short hallway, and then that leads to. There's two hallways that break off from that.
Okay. Go upstairs. Okay. And then I would head to the left.
Okay. To the left.
You always want to go left.
It's the best way.
Head to the left. There are four doors in this hallway. One to the right of you, two to the left of you, and one straight ahead.
Let's open the door on the right.
I go to the first door on the left.
First door on the left. The remains of moldering foodstuffs and kitchen work tables are visible. A wooden cask near the fireplace on the north wall looks inviting. And it looks to be a ruined kitchen of some sort. There is also some sort of auxiliary passage on the back wall, a door.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm not really worried about this because this place looks abandoned. So I'm just going to keep opening doors and stuff like that. So,
this interior door?
Yeah, let's go to the interior door.
All right. A staircase that leads down.
Okay, like further down than the staircase we came up from?
Oh, yeah. Way down.
Okay.
Basement.
All right.
This looks promising.
Yeah, I agree. Let's head down.
Okay. Diagonal white.
All right. So, they just said their crane's coming straight to the moat house. Is that a dead frog?
Yes.
There's a little frog back on the middle of the walkway.
Yeah. Do you think that's maybe Gags?
No, he wouldn't have gotten that big. Or maybe this little sad looking one. Gags?
Yeah, the sad little.
Gags, is that you? Oh, he probably couldn't have talked to me, huh?
Yeah.
Hello!
I think it's dead.
No, look, it's very much alive. Look, it's breathing.
Really?
Yeah. Gags, do you want to come with us? Should we pick you up?
Yeah, should we bring him with us just in case it is Gags?
Yeah. You have like a rag or something to pick him up on. You don't want to get warts, right?
Yeah, no, I'll just put him in my pocket.
All right. Okay. Let's try to find Gormon and Gunther. They're probably further inside.
All right, look out for devil worship, yeah?
Yeah, well, they said the basement. It shouldn't be on the first floor.
There might be. No.
Where did you see that that light from earlier?
Over here somewhere?
Yeah, you said in the...
It was, just,
the
like a, it was just like a glint of light.
Oh.
Could have been... No. Oh, it wasn't like... Do you hear that?
Those like cats or something.
Yes, I hear it.
Cats? What the hell kind of place is this? What kind of desert devil worship has frogs and cats?
There's gonna be cats everywhere we go, okay?
You guys hear the sounds of an old married couple behind you?
That's funny.
At least they didn't say hello.
Hello!
Shut up. Should we go?
Yes, let's go.
Okay. I take the frog with me.
Okay.
The little one.
And the cat. So we're just gonna try and follow, like, see if we can figure out where they went and follow them.
Well, there they are. Just about to go down.
Gags, you're not a frog.
Oh, I'm good.
And what?
Why would he be a frog?
No reason. I take the frog out and shove it behind my back. Apparently, there's devil worship afoot.
Yes, we've been informed that in the bottom floor, the basement of this place used to be used for devil worship.
It's probably a trap. Perfect, because that's exactly where we're going. And I start walking down the stairs.
Wait.
Don't forget to go right.
Wait, since when does Gormon worship devils?
Yeah. I'm never surprised by anything he does, to be honest.
Fuck you.
I'm constantly surprised by what you do. He's got great hearing.
I'm very consistent.
Of causing chaos, yes.
It's not surprising.
Yes, it is. It's incredibly surprising every single time you do it, because I say to myself, Grant can't be this stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you surprise me because you are that stupid, so.
So, Gags, have you guys found signs of anyone being down here?
No, it looks pretty abandoned. There was like an old kitchen.
There's some false walls behind other walls, but I don't know how to get to them, so.
It looks like they were trying to protect themselves from the inside.
That doesn't sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like something was some.
Grant, do you have your... How can you see down here? Do you have your torch? You should probably light him. It's probably pretty dark in here. Yeah, there you go.
Can I Gunther see?
Oh, you can. No.
Okay. Okay, so let's keep going then, yeah?
Yeah. Keep down.
Downstairs.
Very dark. Stairs, actually. They're great for me. Long legs.
I think at this point, you guys do begin to hear voices, okay? They're not human voices. They're not, they sound like monstrous voices. Being familiar with various dungeon denizens, it does sound like goblinoid. It sounds like just inane chitter chatter.
Can we pinpoint how many types of talking? How many people there would be? Okay.
What is that noise?
Doesn't matter. We're going in. All right. Without hesitation, Graham, I open the door.
Bye. Great. There is five black columns that are kind of supporting the structure here. This seems to be sort of like the main structural support. There appear to be several cells lined up along one wall, and within each cell are stuffed six zombies in each one.
What the fuck?
How am I always right?
There are also...
I mean, you're right because an old man told you what was exactly down here.
Well, I said it was undead. I mean, vampires technically, but they could be vampires too. They could be...
There are three doors elsewise in this room, and also one other room that's sort of adjoining to this one. And it appears to be some sort of dilapidated torture chamber that was used at one point, but no longer. Those sounds of shouting seem to be coming from a crack in the wall, and like something leads someplace else. Like it seems to be like a vent or something of some sort.
We could probably squeeze gags into that crack, right?
I'm game.
Oil. I guess.
What are you doing? Oh, that seems very inappropriate.
Getting the oil out.
I'm like automatically taking my clothes off.
Why are you taking your clothes
off? The second drink was like, we could maybe fit gags through that. I'm already like oiling up.
Why are you naked? Gormung? Should I be concerned?
I'm just sort of concerned. I guess we could fit him through there with the correct lubrication. Like, you know, not even paying attention to the fact that they're just doing this.
Yeah. Drummer's like, what is wrong with you guys?
Is this a normal thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No. We constantly lube the little guy up and push him through tight spaces, so... In fact, it's saved our lives multiple times, so... I guess get that's used to fine, it. Then. Yeah.
Most of the time, you have to pay extra for that.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I will.
He's hard to clean afterwards, but...
So, yeah. Am I being shoved into the vent?
Sure, yeah. I mean, like, is there another... You said there's another door around here. Like, maybe it's just a vent to another... Maybe we can just circle around, you know? Like, do you want to check out the other rooms before we push you through a vent?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we'll do that.
So you just leave them oiled up like that?
Sure, I mean...
That's how I'm most comfortable.
All right.
It's true. All
right, so three other doors.
We go to the first one.
One,
right?
Two, three.
Yeah.
This one?
Which one's the first one?
There is a secured lock, obviously brand new and firmly attached.
I mean, okay, I break the weakest part of the door that holds the latch.
Strength.
Yo. 19?
All right, you bust a hole in it.
Wait, what? I could have tried undoing the lock.
What good would that do?
A little quieter, a little more secure. If we need to go back into this room for something.
I'm not really that worried.
I could tell. You punched a hole right through the door. Can you fit your arm through and unlock it?
Oh, well, it's just a lockpick. So...
To reach around and open the door.
Yeah.
Inside the room are 30 shields, 12 suits of leather armor, and several barrels containing salted meat.
How hard would it be for me to take a barrel of salted meat?
You would just carry it on your back, but it'd be all your, they weigh about 80 pounds.
I have 20 strength, Graham.
So?
I want to carry several barrels on my back.
It's less about weight, it's more about bulk.
Yeah, encumbrance. Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Maybe
flash
it to him.
What are you doing? Why? Leave that there. We can come back for it later.
I guess.
We have to go back up the stairs.
I guess.
See, now wouldn't it be convenient if we just had a door that we could just shut completely?
Graham, if this is a one-handed axe, right? This great axe? Oh no, great axe is a two-handed, right?
By definition, two hands.
Okay. Do I have enough strength to one-hand a two-handed?
No.
Okay.
My dreams of having one extra AC is shattered.
All right, next.
All right, so that's
door number two.
It seems like a some sort of store. This is obviously all new. This is populated. There's people here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gormung, do you know?
The closer you get, the more interested they get in eating you.
The zombies? No, they're behind a wall, right? So.
They're all
in cages.
Yeah.
Let's kill them.
With what?
Fire.
Why is that be fire? We're still in here. I'm
sorry, but what's good against zombies? The undead in general.
You poke a stick through their eye.
Would I make like a religion check or a something check to know?
A religion is fine.
Yeah. I'm gonna become a religion master.
I don't want that. Zombies. I don't want that. I don't want Grant like fucking informing us as to like what a religion is. You know what I mean? Like everything else is fine, but I didn't want him going like, oh yeah, no, these guys are totally into Satan. We should kill them. Like, I don't want that, you know?
So zombies have a leathery paper skin, just like kindling.
Hmm. Yeah.
So fire.
So zombies are the product of vampires. When a vampire
shut
doesn't
up.
Work.
I don't know. Shut up. Just
and then there's a demonic ritual, and then the zombies come back, and they don't like fire because it reminds them of when they were alive.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's basically
It seems a bit of a stretch, but I don't know much about the undead, so I guess it could be possible.
Look, all you need to do is remove the head.
Or set them on fire.
Destroy the brain or remove the head.
Ah, understood. Well, I don't know about setting them on fire since we're in a underground. Ventilation's bad. It's going to be a bit.
They're inside a locked cage. It's fine. We'll come back right. After we've made sure there's no enemies actually walking around. We can remove them from this place. Purge it, as you will. We can
call me Mr. Silly. But
no,
surely,
say your name.
But surely the I can hear them growling. Surely the best strategy would be to take out a potential threat before we meet more enemies.
Why, are you going
to
open the cages?
What? No.
How are the cages secured, Grim?
There's a large comical switch. It says, cage open.
In case of adventurers.
Great luck.
In case of incompetent adventurers.
Yeah. I mean, you know, all right, Gormung, you know,
I'll sit here and I'll watch you burn them then, I guess.
I will burn the zombies.
With what?
Yeah.
Is there kind of some kindling I can chuck in? Like, you know, kind of spread
You just
about
told us that their skin is leathery and kindling like, so why
well,
don't
yeah,
use their skin?
But I just need a little something to get the fire started.
So you want to, so let me get this, hand. Let me get this straight. We're in a basement, and you want to start a fire down here.
Yes.
That was my concern. There's two more doors.
I'm going to go to the second door. While he's...
All right, carry on. I'll set this fire.
Hmm. A similar lock to the last one.
It's also new.
I just sort of look at him, and I was like, would you like to pick this one?
Sure, that'd be perfect.
Oh, okay. No, I'll just keep setting the fire.
You do that.
I like the idea that we come, like, we enter this room, come back, and he's just like, guys, the fire's out of control. I don't want to alarm you.
Hey.
Oh.
Yep. Easy.
You got a 300 gold piece lock. It's like, oh, man.
Usable later, so put that in your inventory.
Look at that. Was that so hard?
Behind it are 50 spears, 10 glaives, 6... other pole arms, 3 battle axes, 70 black capes, each with a yellow eye of fire sewn on the center. More containers of provisions, a crate of 120 arrows, and a crate of 200 crossbow bolts.
Oh, man. I can replace the glaive that our good friend, the pyromaniac, has burned in when he burned our house down.
You can restock, Ormond. This is great.
So what's what other pole arms do they have in hand? Do they have like a like? Is there anything better than a glaive in the book?
Nah.
I'll just take a glaive then.
This symbol. Do you recognize it?
I mean, is there like an insight check or something I can make here?
Religion or Arcana, you pick.
Religion or Arcana.
I can do Arcana.
I got a four. I'm like, no.
If only Grant was here, Tad.
Yeah, imagine that.
16?
This is pretty obscure. It's clearly some kind of cult uniform. There are 70 of them. Hmm. 16, huh? You know what, Gags? I'm going to tell you, you're not sure. You don't know. It's that obscure.
Okay.
Hmm.
So does this Corwin doesn't think it's
well? Does is it feel, do I feel like I might know, but I just can't? It's like on the tip of my tongue, but I just can't pull it out.
No. It's certainly a cult of some sort.
Why don't we take one with us and have it identified later?
I mean, you tell me. A flame and are common iconographies in all religions and all, you know, could be anything. Not sure. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll wrap it up and take it later. All right, let's get to the last door. What's that smell? Oh, that's awful.
Flesh.
Oh.
It's also filling the area with smoke.
I did it, guys.
I didn't say I wanted to tell you so, but here it is. We're in a basement filled with rotting, burning flesh.
Oh, it's awful. Oh, it's like the time that Grant cooked. Ugh.
That's a little bit harsh. It doesn't smell that bad.
It's burning, literally burning, rotting flesh. It's just
God's way of telling us to get out.
Yeah, well, we got this last door to get through.
Plus, we've also got a vent to push you into. So, yeah. Good job, Grant.
Thank you.
Hurry, please.
All right, I just bashed the door down.
All right, this appears to be some sort of nest.
Sweet.
You're not sure for what, but it's just a mess of filth and broken junk, utterly unremarkable. But there is a further door.
All right, I go to the further door.
What's your passive perception?
18.
You note there's grease on the door hinges.
Like, is it one of those things where I can, like, touch it and do that and be like,
yeah.
Okay. I don't know. What is the intent? Like, what would be in the intent of greasing a door hinge like that?
I don't know. You tell me. What do you think? What does Gormon think?
Like some sort of flame trap on the other side, maybe?
Could be.
When a man and a door love each other very much.
All right. What is that? What's on your hand?
It's like some sort of grease or something. Now, is it what? It's a dumb question to ask, but cooking grease, lard, gasoline, like what?
Just animal fat, grease.
Okay.
It could be
like maybe the creature was like greasy that was living in here.
It's a standard thing to do if you don't want a door to creak or make noise when you're slipping in.
It's the handle, not the hinges.
The hinges.
Oh, the hinges?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I fucking open the door. I don't give a fuck about that.
Okay.
A grease monster.
And it goes, as we open it, it's like, well, that didn't grease very well. Like,
standing at relatively apt attention, you guys see a... these creatures are not normal dungeon denizens, so there's not something you would recognize outright, but it is a very large humanoid wearing makeshift metal armor, enormously obese, wielding an enormous club. It's got this huge, crude bone metal helmet, and it has this the same symbol haphazardly painted on the chest. This is an armored ogre standing at relatively apt guard, and prepared for a fight, seemingly. And once the fight has arrived, which it certainly has, it takes on a fighting stance and fills half the room with its bulk, ready to block the way from the intruders.
Okay. Are ogres, like, in any relation, like, some sort of in the same family as orcs, or...?
No. They're in the giant family.
Oh... Roger.
This is, seeing as this is the first time I've seen the symbol, could I see if I know anything about it?
Sure.
Oh. Grant is become God.
Yes.
So you saw something when you were at the church. You saw something. It was like a little info pamphlet.
Yeah.
You know that this symbol, it has ancient ties to a temple, that you know, a temple that you have heard of before, stories as a child at the orphanage, stories of the Temple of Elemental Evil.
Elemental Evil.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. I'll just go back and watch those puzzles again, huh, Graham? Did we stumble into the Temple of Elemental Evil by accident, happenstance? Maybe. We'll see. Is there an elevator around here, Graham, that I should be aware of?
Well, no, this is just what I happened to grab, what I happened to have off the shelf over there.
So. Okay, all right.
This is the first part.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Oh, tell me... Temple of Elemental Emo. Yeah, okay, cool. All right. Okay. Great. How does Grant know about the Temple of Elemental Evil?
He saw the informative pamphlet.
It's, like
becoming an adventurer? Why not check out this hotspot?
it was a pamphlet. It was just said, like, devil worshiping you. You know.
Everything you need to know if your family member has fallen to the dark side.
I've got a whole load of books back home, and it's like religion 101 for dummies, you know, that kind of stuff.
Those didn't get burned down in the fire, though.
No.
Yeah, his stuff is fine.
Yeah.
His stuff is fine.
And if it's all the same to you, that sounds like a good place to stop.
All right, yeah, we could pick up next week with, like, a fucking sweet ogre fight.
Ogre fight.
Ogre. What are we doing for XP, Graham?
No, geez.
What's the next level, by the way? What's level 10 XP?
Oh, jeez. I'd like to point out I killed a whole load of zombies.
I mean, it doesn't count if just, they're just like there.
It specifically just says don't get XP for caged animals.
Oh, fuck!
That's what I'm saying. It was pointless. It was
64,000.
10? 64. Yep. Wow.
Talk about yourself while I calculate.
Okay.
All right. All right. So,
level 9 was what, 48,000?
48, yeah.
I'm so close.
I'm not. I'm at 34,000. I'm well behind.
I'm 2,100 away.
So we need to get an extra, like, more than 50,000 experience points to get from level 9.
Oh, yeah, dude. It gets huge. It gets huge.
Well, we better start killing some fucking dragons.
Or some fuck. Let's start with this ogre. Let's just start small with an ogre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, this ogre's worth 50,000 points, divided by 4. So, no, 5 because we have the fucking Minotaur with us. So, actually, we should kill the Minotaur in this fight so that we can have more XP. So.
Don't kill them. But what if he's got, you know, he's like the king of the Minotaurs? And he's been cascaded out.
And then he's worth more XP. How that works. So yeah, let's do some shout outs while Game Master Graham is organizing some stuff.
Mr. Sheepdog Gaming, what up, sir?
Hey there, guys. I'm Sheepdog. Sheepdog Gaming on YouTube. Search for me. You'll find me. I now have to come up with the reason why Grant knows quite so much about religion.
He keeps a collection of his of informative pamphlets. I mean, what happened to that plan?
No, that's
he's a religion enthusiast. He's not religious. He's just an enthusiast about
He's fascinated by religion.
He just wants to know which religions are most likely to be out to sacrifice him, I'm sure.
Let's all take 1,200 for this time.
1,200.
Next time, I imagine there's going to be a lot of combat, so...
1,200. So you're 1,200, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I think it's more like Grant wants to... He's researching religion because he wants to find the one that's like, oh, I can get away with this as saying that's religion? Okay.
Just it's my search for the perfect religion for me.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. Floof Knight, let's talk about you.
Oh yes. Let's talk about me. Hello everyone. I'm twitch.tv/floofknight. You will find me here on Tuesdays and Fridays, with maybe more in the future. On my channel, I just finished The Surge. I actually really enjoyed it.
Oh, you finished it? What was the runtime of that?
I did get a time on it. But I finished off with 91 deaths total for a blind run. I'm not sure. Oh. I have to check.
Haven't been counting. Like, I died quite a bit already in that game.
That's what I like to count. I like to see like how much of a difference it makes. Like in Dark Souls 3, the first time I played it, I think I had 75. The second time I played it, 22.
Put in perspective, Neo, I had 250 or whatever. That game was difficult though, so, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I'm going to continue doing the New Game Plus or if I'm going to play some Vanquished, because I love that game. So we'll see. But I'm hearing from what I've been reading on reviews, it's got some issues on PC, so I need to patch. So yeah.
It's an old besides game, that, though, so.
Maybe the Friday the 13th game, if I can get my friends to.
I'll buy it if you're willing to play it, like, for real.
It's 40, man.
40 bucks? Like,
yeah.
For just that?
Yeah, that sounds like. Yeah. But yeah, that's me. Go to my channel, give me a follow. I stream every day besides Sundays. Tomorrow, I start on the Master Grade build of my Gundam.
Fuck yeah. That. Have you finished it
all? Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, Liger's done.
Got a show? Can you show?
He's over there.
Okay.
He's a part because I'm painting him with this gloss paint stuff that helps protect him against dust and scratches. This stuff. So he's all apart right now. Paint him and put him back together.
All right. And last but not least from the players, we have Mr. Sputnik. What up, sir?
Hey, what's up, everybody? You can find me at twitch.tv/Sputnik71. I have a YouTube channel that I am linking in the chat. I just started a playthrough of the new game Rhyme, which is super fun. I also have a podcast that's doing pretty well that I do with my dad, where I learn about law. He tries to teach a stupid person, which is me, about the intricacies of law. And that show is called Motion Sickness, the show. You can find it on iTunes and SoundCloud. Check out all that stuff. And, help me grow my tiny little empire.
Nice. Speaking about tiny little empires, let's go on over to Mr. Graham_complete. Sir, let's hear from you.
Yeah.
Sweet. That was like better than gags insulting someone.
Yeah. I've been having a lot of existential conversations with Virgil about the nature of YouTube and how things work. And I've been not particularly happy with stuff so far, so I didn't put out a video today for that reason, and I'm not going to. I need to decide how things are going to go in the future because...
Have you been doing tagging correctly?
I think so.
Hmm. Because the moment you start tagging things correctly is the moment things start working.
And hey, I've got 15 subscribers and I'm tagging correctly, so.
Well, the other thing is too, like especially when it comes to gaming stuff, and I know this doesn't really help with your situation, Graham, but like it's a matter of just getting into the most recent uploads section or something like along those lines.
Well, I think the thing is, most of the stuff I would make for the Graham Complete channel, I would rather retool and put everything together on the Always Be Making channel and just go with that as, you know, everything all together into one thing.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be the best idea. That way
I feel more passionate about making right now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I want to focus my efforts.
Yeah. And, you know, running two channels is kind of dumb. Like, I've always thought about splitting off my gaming stuff into a different YouTube, but, like, it's much easier to focus everything into one channel. And most of the time, my gaming content is mostly just to supplement the Die Party recordings that go up on there. So, yeah. But yeah, what's the next stuff you're working on?
Making a bag of holding prop.
How do you make infinity inside of a bag? What do you do? Do you have like stars lining?
No, in the Dungeon Master's Guide, there's a really cool looking bag of holding that's got like a face on it. It's like a sewn face that just looks kind of smug and content. And so that's what I'm sewing. That's what I'm making.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because you're doing it directly as it is in the Dungeon Master's Guide, right?
Yeah, so. Well, it's more of a replicating as opposed to making my own designs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you can use it as a dice bag. Who fucking knows? Anyways, guys, thank you very much for watching. Hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Die Party Omen. We will, of course, be back next week, unless there's like a complication or something like that. What's going on? Tomorrow, Sunday is the next time that we'll be live. We'll be live with Die Party Whiskers and Whiskey, which is a mouse guard game. That game is a lot of fun. It's a far more structured experience than I thought it would be. Because it goes GM turn, player turn, and you can only do certain things in each one. So it's kind of like a weird game. But I'm having a lot of fun with that. Monday next week, I'll be over on AP Gaming's channel for On the Tabletop, which is a really cool initiative. Basically, it's a one shot with one player and one GM. But at the same time, he also has an artist doing drawing the scenes as they happen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's all live stream on the one thing.
What a great idea!
It's really, really good idea. It's a fantastic idea, and I was like, fuck yeah, dude! I will help out any way I can to promote that because that's such a fucking cool initiative that he's doing. On top of that, tomorrow on Whiskers and Whiskey, we're going to be announcing we're going to be closing the polls for the World of Darkness system that we're running, and we're going to be announcing what system we're going to be playing as well. So come check that out for sure. Follow, subscribe, and all that shit. We're pretty close to getting the next emote tier unlocked. I think we're like 9 points away, but you know, it's like when I say points, it's kind of like whatever, because depending on the level of subscription these days, it means whatever the fuck it wants to mean. So that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you very much for watching. We outie. Have a good night. Bye bye.